FPOM was today, September 8th, 2011.
What day is it? Yeah, and I'm listening to everything you say, by the way.
Just got the woodpecker.
Missy. All right, so we'll get started. Let the stragglers come in.
You strategically placed it there.
Well, I know Gary has a lot to say.
Make sure your little recorder's on there.
Don't
make the mistakes I've made.
I'm going to pose the question.
Does everybody have an agenda?
Really, what is that?
Including you two down there.
There's one place where it says they can.
You two. Yeah. The managers.
There's another place where it says
people
with mustaches.
One with beard. One with glasses. Yo! Hello, guys. Good morning.
We were just waiting for Mr. Benner.
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't make me come down there.
Go ahead.
Make my day.
Come down there.
Go ahead.
Give you a little bit of my... All right, so let's get started. Thanks for coming. Of course, we have snacks down here provided by the lovely Tammy Mac. She high-sided her VW today, dropping off her kid in the parking lot by running into a boulder.
I ran onto the boulder, not into it,
that's
up and over.
Moving violation.
Yeah.
Boulder.
Did you leave your
nothing but
name and address, contact? Leave name, address, contact number?
Painted on a boulder.
Sprayed.
That's your white oil. Okay, so let's go around the room because we have somebody new. I want to welcome Ann Satter, who is now acting for Tim Dykstra's position at Walla Walla. Welcome to FPOM. This is your first meeting.
Thank you.
I guess you're in this detail for three months?
Yeah, 120 days.
So,
so through the end of the year, kind of.
This is day 10, something like that. Got a couple weeks under your belt. So normally FPOM has got a few more people, but due to the
AFS
assignments of some people, and I don't know where Rick is. I haven't seen him for Lors. Lors must be hunting or something like that.
Don't know where he is.
He came back earlier.
He's probably digging a wine cellar in the back of his house. Or something.
Yeah, I know Rick has got another. He's got that. Border that Canadian treaty thing going. He's got a meeting every FPOM meeting, and that's more important.
I don't think so.
The Canadian talk about that. Water.
Talk to us, Ron Boyce.
That's what he's told me.
Ron.
Boyce, yeah.
Ron's
a good
boy. All right, so I'll go around the room. I'm Bernard Klatt with the Corps.
I'm Tammy Mackey. I'm Burns' assistant with the Corps.
Scott Bedman with BPA.
Ben Hausman, Corps, Bonneville.
Bjorn Vanderloo, Corps, Fishery Field Unit.
Harry Fredericks, No Fisheries.
David Wills, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Dave Bender, Fish Pass Center.
Greg Moody, Walla Walla District Biologist.
Ann Sutter, Walla Walla.
Lisa Wright, Corps of Engineers, Reservoir Control Center.
Doug Bounce, Corps Division.
And on the phone we have Catherine Warner, I heard, and Josh, I'm not even going to try to say your last name.
Hollowatts,
there. Anybody else on the phone? Alrighty. So we need to approve our July and August minutes. If you have any comments, give them to me now.
Got them.
You got them? Got comments? Or you good?
You got them.
Well, a question, if I may.
Yes.
Since I couldn't make the last meeting, I did read through the minutes, and from the August meeting, just to kind of verify the new website for the adult counts.
Yeah.
I went online, they don't look like the pictures that are in the notes, so they must have changed it again or something.
They changed.
I didn't see any of the LPS counts. I couldn't find the LPS counts.
There's a two buttons.
One is
one
lamprey.
Salmon, one is
one shad lamprey.
Shad lamprey.
One salmon.
Right, I pushed lamprey and all I got were.
When did you do that?
Yesterday?
Yeah, our site was down for 2 days this week. And having a lot of problems. So
okay, I'll try
if
it again.
If you have that problem again,
well, it was
give me
working
all
yesterday, unless that part of it wasn't. The
right.
Salmon part
it
was
it should
working.
Be working.
Okay.
If it's
I just wasn't sure if more changes had been made or not. Or
I'll check it again, then get in touch.
All right. You can either call Stansel or myself.
Is Bob the right one to call then?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at
it. He goes by Robert, by the way.
Pardon?
Don't call him Bob.
Don't call him Bob?
No.
Okay. Unless I want to tick him off?
Yeah.
Unless you've called him for 25 years.
Yeah. Why just keep calling me Bob?
Okay.
Just because.
You know, some things, you know, piss people off. You call me whatever you want.
Hey, Bob, and Bern told me to call you that, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that then. I'll call Robert.
Thank you.
You betcha.
He'll appreciate that.
Okay.
Anybody else? Schwartz just joined us.
Bill Dennis.
Bill Heavlin. Welcome. Hi. We're just getting started. We're approving the minutes from July and August.
Morning.
Do you have any comments? Speak now. All right, I'm considering them approved. I got the nod from Bill. So let's get right into action items. Why don't we just go ahead and main unit 11 while Catherine's on so we don't have to waste more of our time.
Is that the first action item?
Yes. I will make it the first action item.
Okay, I wasn't sure if there was a typo in that one or not.
So, Catherine, why don't you introduce yourself? I don't think a lot of people know who you are and why you're here.
All right. I'm Catherine Warner with the CORE Project Manager up in the Planning and Project Management Group, and I'm the new Project Manager for the Main Unit 11 repair. I took over for Daryl Melton in July. When
Bonneville, I assume?
For Japan. What was that?
Yeah. Bonneville Main Unit 11.
A lot of Unit 11s out there.
Bonneville Main Unit 11.
Okay.
And I was asked to give an update on the repair work and where we're at. Is that correct?
Yes, please. This is Dennis. Right. Thank you for being on.
You're welcome. So the unit was supposed to go back to the project for restacking and installation in September, and that has not happened to date. We're looking at a potential 2-month delay, is probably worst case scenario, after they put the unit back together and then did the measurements to make sure it was circular and concentric. There were problems where it exceeded the criteria for circularity. So they're looking at actually having to rework a number of the parts and keys on that and potentially looking at a 2-month delay. We're still waiting from the contractor to hear on a cost and schedule update as to where their proposed repair work will take us. So that's where we're at. I know a couple of units went down this weekend is what I heard from the project. Not sure if that will actually impact the restacking effort for Main Unit 11, especially if there's a 2-month delay on that, handing the project over to the project to begin with. So we're looking at potentially coming back online in February. That's probably a worst case scenario. So any other information the group wants, or what kind of information can I get for you?
I think there's 4 projects that have more than 11 units, but only 3 unit 11s
out there. So that's 2012 you're coming back?
Give up on this one.
Yeah.
Correct. We're looking at worst case scenario February 2012. It was I know it's been delayed a number of times, but when I took over the project,
years has it been now? 3 years? 4?
11.
Yeah. Several years. So that's why they
lost track.
Several project managers, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hear.
We gave up on a long time
congratulations
ago.
Congratulations on that new project.
Thank you.
Hopefully you can close the books on that one in February.
Let's hope so. If not sooner.
Any other questions for Kathy? All right. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. I'm going to sign off.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Okay. So as far as the agenda, is there any add-ons we need to end? Do you have something?
Yeah, I think the McNary degree issue we'd like to have a discussion of.
We'd probably bring that in the same one where I have the McNary temperature, 3.1.3.
Okay, we'll just add it there.
Yeah. Water temperature. Probably all the same reference.
We'll just talk about, is that McNary debris issue?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Debris. Okay.
Debris.
Anybody else have anything to add to the agenda?
I wanted to discuss SA24 real quick.
Very brief.
Okay. Let's see, how about in the update?
Slight delay.
Perfect. How about under updates?
That's perfect.
3.2.6, what are you calling it? SA 26?
24.
Update. Okay. All right, well, let's get right into action items. Unit Bonneville Unit 17. Dennis, range for the unit repair. President Fitterwig, did that happen?
Well, I think that was Unit 17. I think it was in combination with, I think, Unit 11. We wanted to kind of get an update on Unit 11 and Unit 17. But right now, what I've got on Unit 17, it's a thrust-bearing spider frame vibration issue. It's not a same type of issue as we have with Unit 11 or some of the others where it's like, 15 they've got down is like, what do they have 15 down as? Yeah, trip regulator problems. So they're still working on 17. If we want a more detailed update on what all the units right now, 11, 17, 16, 15 are all out of service.
Okay.
On the outage schedule sheet, unit 15 tripped off on the 5th, and it tripped off. They're checking the regulator problem on that. 16, of course, still has exciter troubles. That's the one we think has the same issue as unit 11. And then 17 is the thrust bearings and frame vibration. So they're going in and they have to take off cowlings and stuff like that to look to see if they had a rub problem. So if we want a more detailed update after the next couple weeks, you know, I can have something. I can have Tony Kirk or Jim Duffus talk about it. But that's kind of...
Well, the expected schedules are going to be the important issue here.
Excuse me?
The expected outage schedules for each of the four units is going to be the issue here.
I think the problem with that is we've got to have a little time for the project to get in and investigate what's wrong and what it's going to take to bring these units back online.
But still, in terms of, are we, at least a couple of weeks, if not a couple of months?
Right.
Sort of
I know thing. It's critical know to find out what we want to do because the October time frame is looming on our auxiliary water issue stuff. So.
All right. So, as soon as you get a schedule, fire it our way.
Can you give us the schedule for all of you?
Yeah.
As well. Because my guess is there's some other ones that we're already planning to do some work on, and maybe other ones than the ones that are out.
Yeah. I can send out an updated schedule from Jim Duffus. He puts together an updated outage schedule, time frames, and stuff like that for each unit. So he'll probably update. He updates it as soon as he knows something, but we have a current schedule now, but I'm sure it's going to change.
Okay, we'll have to talk about that today because I think anything at Powerhouse 1 needs to get shifted to outside the fish passing season.
Yeah, right. I can tell you right now what's on the schedule, and I just got this planned outages I get every Thursday from the group. They have a big Thursday call. But right now, Unit 9... Unit 9 down right now,
it's
Ben?
It's down now.
Yeah. Bearing replacement?
Yep. It should be
transformer
back
work?
Over. Gosh, that sounds
they got
familiar.
Units down to rank one at a time.
That's fine. It's
that
just
kind of
a
stuff, STS
any kind of maintenance or anything that's scheduled for October or November should be postponed.
Unit 18 is supposed to come down in October for a four-year overhaul. That probably won't happen.
Powerhouse 1, though, when we had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, they recognized that Powerhouse 1 units needed to be up and running for the outage in October. And so they have pushed off outages until after Washington Shore comes
back.
That's
my point. Thank you very much.
I knew what you needed.
Jim has on here generation restriction for transformer work in North Bonneville substation for units 3 through 10. Have you guys talk to him about what limitations that is, just to make sure we have enough room. Water-wise.
I never had a discussion with Jim Duffus.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking to Tammy.
No, John has had a lot of those discussions.
Okay. All right. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I know. He's my supervisor for
3 weeks in a day.
So it's, yeah.
Made an impression. Okay, so we'll update, you, you we'll update the schedule. There sounds like there's a lot of things that still need to be discussed in combination with the power house switch and the auxiliary water outage for PQ.
All right. Well, we can move on.
Yeah.
One, two.
Okay, so last F-bomb we kind of discussed the concept of lighted orifices at John Day, and moving forward with some type of, I guess, option of doing that at John Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, I've asked to have it added to an agenda item for the next Fitter Week.
Okay.
Because it's got to get in the queue when it comes to priority, a PDT, that kind of stuff. And so I've asked to add it to the agenda. I'm in the process of talking to Mike and finding out, you know, it's going to have to be, and it's, I'm sure it's going to be ops.
Well, yeah, is it O&M fund or?
It's going to, I'm sure it's going to be O&M funded, I guess, but the PDT and how we set that up and how we find money for it and that kind of stuff is still up to discuss. But at least internally, we want to say, yeah, it's a supported item at F-bomb, and we at least want to get it on somebody's radar.
Okay.
Outfinding project engineering.
Yes. So, anyway, it's an agenda item for the next Fitter Week.
Okay.
Great. 213 is the critical infrastructure. I have that list, and I think I'm just going to post it to the website instead of sending it to you, because it's so huge, unfortunately. For Portland District and Walla Walla, I don't know where you're at with your
critical
infrastructure, fish facility. I know you guys put everything into FEM, but I don't know what you
No, they developed another program for that AMRAP. AMRAP program, they call it there in the district, and it has been developed pretty full. It lists every district project that needs a little bit of looking into. I don't know if that satisfied your concerns last night or not, but that's the biggest list, or the best list that I can come up with.
But is it just specific fish facility stuff?
And that's probably some other things, too.
Right.
It's okay. You know, I mean, there's not much out there that's not fish related
right.
anymore.
I mean, there's flood control, but that's all.
I know it's out there.
Mm-hmm. But
I'm not sure if most they have access to AMRAP, though.
I don't know if they have.
You have to get a list, and we'll post it to the site. That's probably the easiest way to do it.
If we can, get that going like that, I think we can do that. That way,
and
I'll pull it out and put it on to and send it to Tamika. Get
what another way you can shortcut that if you don't have a good list is probably go through your budget submittal for 13 and 12 and go to increments 4 and 5 and look at all the fish facility stuff that's in there.
4 and 5,
gets funded below the ceiling.
Yeah.
It gets carried over year after year. And it's like,
okay. So how are you guys using these lists, these failing infrastructure lists?
For our district, it's prioritized with each project and the fish facility ones, and then it's sent to the critical infrastructure list, which is monster, and there's three engineers in charge of that and ranking it and prioritizing. So fish facilities, you know, sometimes they're one or two of them are up in the top 25, but it's up to compete with paneling, wire ropes, and spill gates that are
those are fish. I mean I see anything that has to do with turbines or spillways, that's fish related. If it's still in bail, it doesn't matter.
It is.
But projects. It also includes the valley as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just
right.
specific to
Right, no, I understand, but that's one thing. But I just want to look at those
I'll let
that
you
we.
Look at the whole list. I'll
well,
it right up
what,
there.
I don't really care because I've asked this for going on probably 20 years to look at that list. And I look at it, we prioritize it, and it just sort of goes away. And it's kind of a useless exercise for us if the Corps doesn't use it or doesn't pay attention to it. What we're saying,
it's just getting money.
Well, I know there's a problem there, but that's prioritization. But if prioritization is, exercise of futility for us, then why bother? So what I want to know is, you know, is this something that you guys will take to Congress? Is you know, I mean, there's an issue here that we don't have enough money to do what we need to do out there to keep things working. You know, Congress is in the process deciding critical infrastructure right now. There's a lot of issues going on that I think it's a good opportunity to get our foot in the door, but I don't know if the Corps has taken this forward. I don't know how the Corps is taking it forward in terms of priority.
Well, I can tell you this. General McMahon from Division has requested that all the districts in the Division provide a 15-year list. You can call it a wish list.
Right. Sure.
What's it going to cost over the next 15 years to get all of these, all the infrastructure restored to the level it should be? And that list is due by the 30th of this month. He's going back to D.C. and meeting with Congress and, you know, headquarters. And, I mean,
does he need any help?
No. Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, from NOAA Fisheries or from Fish and Wildlife Service or anybody saying,
anything,
hey, you know, this is important not only to power production in Northwest, but to a lot of other issues that are going on out here. And we could add some weight to it. If not, fine. But, you know, I don't want to
waste my time.
Well,
it helps the reliability of the fish.
No, let me talk to Division and see.
No ways included.
We've included these things in the buy-up for year after year, buy-up after buy-up, that we need more money, we need to pay attention to critical infrastructure and O&M funding, but we get nowhere with it. So, you know, it is important. And anything that we can do to write a memo, take the list and say, here's the top priority items as we see them, which, you know, it isn't going to be just the Bradford Island ladder. You know, we need those spillways working. So, you know, there's issues there. There's a lot of issues out there. The turbines, rehab, we just talked about one of them. Shouldn't take 5 years or whatever it's been, 15 years, whatever, to get Unit 11 back online. So,
yeah, and maybe it could be just one letter from, say, the salmon managers.
Could be.
Something like that.
You know, I mean, we used to do couple letters, but or if it's NOAA or whatever.
Let me find out when he's going back east. I think he's going this fall, so it'd have to be pretty quick.
If I can get Stell to say something, I don't know, but, you know, I mean, if we can get some push, I think it's appropriate. And it's just, I'm saying it's, just us sitting here prioritizing a list and giving it back to you, and it goes wherever, like I've done with Gary Johnson.
Division compiles it, then it goes to the general, he takes it to Congress. I think he's really kind of, he wants to have a shock factor to this one.
Right, I hope so. And if he needs some extra weight, all the weight that he needs, we should be putting behind that.
Well, let me talk with Division and see what's the best approach to getting agency letters or...
I'll talk to our...
Well, and the level that would be most appropriate.
Right.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's going to be the federal execs.
Yeah, because I know I'm pretty sure our regional director would support it, but I know our assistant regional director for fisheries would support it, so...
Yeah, well, I know I can get NLBs. Richie and Bruce, those guys behind it. I don't know about Will, but... He's pretty busy. He's too important.
Well, all right, I'll jump right on that this afternoon. But yeah, that list. I'll also have that post. I can post that list to the website too.
Okay.
I know you guys just went through that exercise. So we have an asset manager going to each project and getting a 15-year list, and he's gonna compile it and send it to the general by the end of the month.
I think the real value is that the list is huge and it's important. You know, exactly which items on top shouldn't be the issue. It should be that there are a lot of big issues that are, you know, coming due and we need money. And then that should be then, you know, how we distribute that among the projects should be something done here, not Congress. Yeah, I don't know. They just need to have the shock value, I think.
Yeah.
Does that list break it out by, like, fishway kind of options and hydropower options and things like that? Are fish unit spare parts on there?
List yet.
Okay.
At least
I just wonder if they broke it out by...
Did you break it out by parts, or do you just break it out by... I think it's more a generalized... Fish unit, you know, in the next 15 years, it's going to cost this much money to repair.
Yeah, that's what it should be. I mean, it shouldn't be every nut and bolt.
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't really need part, but I mean, does it break it out by, I guess, passage route or facility kind of thing?
No, not that detail. This is such a it's a big data call.
Put a new AFF on
general.
This one's from Bonneville. This one's for the downs.
So this would be from, this would be all core facilities in the Northwest Division.
Correct. Yeah, all five districts.
That makes sense.
And he's bringing it back east with a big
bow tie.
So with this list,
this is a wake-up call. This is the stuff that we can't do.
Is that list being prioritized in any manner?
I don't think that list is being prioritized, but our district critical infrastructure list is.
You know, that makes sense.
Thing is,
that
how
level.
Long is it? 400
pages. Not 400 pages. They have
it's
about
just,
49.
And that one is broken down into hydropower, fish facility, navigation, business lines, basically.
But fish never scores very high, so we can break those up.
So we have our own fish facility.
So does the general have his office in St. Louis or here in Portland?
He's here in Portland.
He's here in Portland. Portland
division.
Yeah, it's at the division office.
Yeah.
He's the division commander.
For some reason, I thought the main or Omaha or something like that.
No.
It's a different district.
There's a division office in Omaha, but it's like a handful of people, just support staff type.
Seattle's just a district.
Well, I know Seattle's a district, but
like
this division is over top of all those guys.
Right, right, right. No, I understand that, but I just for some reason thought.
There is a division.
It's kind of like Bob Wants.
They'll say Division Omaha if they're talking specifically about that, and there's like maybe 10 people that work there. I don't even know.
All right.
Yeah. I've only dealt with like five people from Omaha
today. So, and again, I apologize for the confusion. Who's in charge of the Portland district then?
There's a new colonel called Colonel Eisenhower. Colonel Ike, he goes by.
I like Ike.
Yeah, and
he's on his way to five stars.
Yeah, he's an outdoorsman.
Is he?
He's a big time hunter, fisherman. He's really concerned about natural resources in the Northwest. He's got property up in the Okanagan. So he's like 44.
Yeah.
Gosh. Different feel having a colonel older than
younger than you.
You're like, yes, sir. But anyway, yeah, Colonel Eisenhower is our new commander, and we have a Colonel Pratt.
Has joined the conference.
So that was the left hand.
Pratt has joined the conference.
Who joined?
Yeah.
No name.
Who just joined us?
Lori.
Thank you.
Lori.
And so.
He must be the.
Maybe the
in the Dallas.
Okay.
Assistant.
Any other questions on critical infrastructure?
He's asking you who Pratt is. Is he the?
He's the assistant. Second in command.
I know I've seen notices before, but when districts or divisions change
command,
you guys send out a notice to all the co-managers?
I'm sure your muckety-mucks were invited to the change of command ceremony.
Well, the muckety-mucks are okay, but I mean, it would be nice for us to know.
Well, he just change of command happened in July.
Could you send out the change of command ceremony for Seattle? They
sure.
Yeah, we had a new one also.
We have a new assistant.
New assistant.
We have the same.
Yeah, new major.
Sure. Maybe we could put that also
at our organization. You never know who you're sending.
Yeah.
No, it's
good.
You got to know who
good
they
point.
Are.
Yeah, you always get the wrong guy because it's the last guy.
They
don't stick around very long.
Well, they only stay around for 2 years, and that's it.
Years. How many years?
Two.
Yeah, that's hardly enough.
That's it. I mean, they do their good stuff. They do their wonderful stuff for 2 years, and then they're gone. They want new wonderful stuff in.
Yeah, it's kind of an odd way to do business, but I mean, it'd be nice to have a
two-year stick.
Wouldn't that be nice?
18 years,
yeah.
Then they won't get much done.
Colonel Miles just was, he's on top of everything.
He was, right? Yeah, he was a good guy.
Did he retire or move on?
He's retired. Usually, the colonels retire.
Oh, okay.
It's the end of their career.
Huh. Whether promoted,
end up in no fisheries.
Oh my, what time is it?
9:30.
Then you
not bad.
Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon by Tom.
Cool.
Would that be gill-netted salmon? Or
hand Astoria canned salmon.
Hillbilly hand-caught.
That'd be called Astoria caught out of a boat.
Holy, look at that.
Thule for you people. Only the best.
Actually, for you, Dennis, it is Thule.
Why is it pink on the outside, white in the middle?
It's their diet.
All right.
Grateful. So grateful.
Okay, I'd like to move on if I could.
Please.
You can.
We're only in updates, actually. So.
I know.
I want to take care of Lori.
So let's go to Walla Walla's updates.
We're in action item.
Our action item.
Action
2.2.
Item. McNary Count Station, we heard last time that picket station, Count Station, the fish get into the picket, it leaves when they're cleaning the leads. They're going to have to, during the dewatering period time of the year, when the ladder's dewatered, to actually put in a solid background onto that thing. Kind of temporarily put one in right now while they clean the backboard, but then next winter, winter maintenance, they'll have to put a new one in. That's all I'm going to say. Done.
So, I'm sorry, I couldn't catch all
they're
that.
Putting a temporary one when they pull out the backboard for cleaning now to keep fish from going in the picketed leads.
Okay.
Still working over there?
We don't work.
Well, I'm okay.
2.2,
I overstated, I'm sorry. You're still over there, though, right?
Yeah, we just go to meetings and do nothing. Isn't that what the whole federal plan is?
Yeah. 2.2.2, LMNRSW SOP. I do have a draft language for the for RSW operation. And what we're looking at here is the maintenance end of it. Because as you know, we've learned a lot since these ornaments became part of the structures on the dams. And there was no maintenance schedule when we received them. And it's been shooting my pants. And in the meantime, we're finding out that shoot, we put the RSW up and on at Lower Monumental. We also impinge a lot of debris and stuff like that underneath the transition plates to get out of whack. That's not really good for the best fish passage on the dam. So what he has already started drafting really, really well is what he plans on doing. And we'll be putting it right into the main body of the fish passage plan. And it'd be right there, you know, I think, probably right there at section 2.3.1.2. A lot of numbers again. But it'll also show maintenance, although it's the time of the year that we're actually operating it. But maintenance period would be actually stipulated sometime between October 1st and April 1st, where they'll actually probably have to take out a couple of units, you know, like 5 and 6 at Lower Monumental, or at all Snake River projects, 5 and 6. To do a dive, possibly, or even they won't have to take out 5 and 6 if they do an ROV type operation to inspect what's going on in the spillway. So there's a lot of things going on, and they want to actively do this so they make sure that those things, these RSWs, get their winter maintenance done before they go to work in April 1st. Mm-hmm. And that's one little step that hasn't been going on at this time. I mean, it's been going on, but now it's out. Now it's going to be outlined. And we see that the RSWs at Lomo, Ice, and potentially Granite would be the same type of operation going on. Very similar. There's going to be a little bit of nuances. Then those lovely ones at Goose, that may be a totally different answer. Maybe it wouldn't apply to them just the same way because you have to pick those babies up and pull them out all the way through. Like at McNary, too. So that's going to be a different operation for those. So those are just the highlights that I've got right now for this thing, and it's just opening discussion points, and I want that really to come into full view, let's say in another couple of months here, so we can put this in the FPP.
Mm-hmm. Did you include a draft of that write-up in this?
No, I didn't, and I got a real quick email of it yesterday.
Okay.
And I can, you know, for Lomo, I can let you see this, Bill. I mean, I can forward that to the group if they'd like to see
okay.
that. It's not an FPP change format at all.
Yeah,
I can wait until.
Yeah, but it's just a quick draft of what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'd rather wait.
Okay, good.
So you just wanted to let us know this
is
coming.
Yeah, it is coming. Okay. It's not just another item on the agenda list that's May this year. Mm-hmm. It is coming. Mm-hmm. And you'll see it, as I say, in, you know, for review in January.
So are they going forward with some sort of winter maintenance this year?
Of course they'll have to.
Okay.
Of course they'll have to.
I think Lobo's on an every year inspection. I had a little discussion with James Gale a couple weeks ago due to the plates breaking and whatnot. Okay. And mm-hmm. you know, I think you guys have probably talked about that before. It really doesn't fit well into the standard maintenance they do to get a person down to where they have to do this inspection. It's really, in fact, there's, you know, it's the operations manager is the only one at Lomo that's willing to do it. None of his staff will take part in doing this, and so it's all involved in the Tainer gate and trying to get into the space in front of it behind the RSW and whatnot. And it's a difficult place to get into, so you can't just take somebody down in a man basket there. So you got to put somebody then in a strap little deal, and they got to crawl around. And so there's, you know, there's kind of hazard from a safety standpoint, and so that's a little bit of what's leading into what they're writing up.
And we're going to put all that into the write up. Somewhat, right. You know, so that you know that, so we won't have to come out and say, well, it's March 1st, Greg, or October 1st, Greg, you coordinated this outage. It's in the FPP, we're doing it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that it wasn't being delayed because you were breaking.
No, he's going to go ahead and do it this year. Okay. I mean, they are.
As long as they're breaking bolts, they're on an annual inspection of those plates. So at Ice Harbor, it's not annual. I think it's maybe every 2 years or possibly three.
Yeah, they did that about 3 years ago, if I remember right, when Tim just came and worked with us. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's why.
All right. Any other questions on that? Before we get into the next section, I'd like to jump to the 4.3, which is the hydro survey at the Dalles, which is also coordination form, page 6, if you have that. That reason being because Laurie's called in and she only has so much time. So, Laurie, are you
I've got to go get
you there.
I'm here.
Okay, thanks.
I'm starting to drool.
So this is the Dalles Hydro Survey. We want to have a contractor conduct a bathymetry survey mid to late September. And
I think the actual dates are like the 27th and 28th. I think it's that week anyway. I think they set up on Monday the 26th, and they want to survey the 27th and 28th.
What are they going to survey, Lori?
They'll be surveying the Stilling Basin, both north and south of the wall.
Okay.
The issue is the outage of the North Fish Ladder. The request that we have in is obviously no spill. Second request is a PUD shut down, if at all possible, a shutdown on the second day of the the south entrance to the east ladder, whatever it is on the south side of the spillway. That one is, we're flexible on that one. The real one is we need the outage on the north ladder for the AWS, the fish unit, the Dalles PUD needs to be shut down, which really kills the traction
water. That is
the
attraction water for the north ladder.
It must be used.
That's for one day?
No, it's for, I think the outage is 2 or 3 hours. It's just when we're close to the that side of the survey. It's been as short, I think, as an hour, and it's been as long as 2.5 in the number of times we've done the survey. And it's not the whole time we're doing the survey. The plan is to do the north side one day and the south side the second. With the wall in there, we used to be able to do it all in about 4 hours. The wall kind of curtailed that. And so it would be one day for the north and the second day for the other one. But with our high flows that we had this year, We would really like to know sooner than later if we have to do any maintenance on that wall in order to get it ready for spill in April. If we see nothing, then there's plenty of reasons to have delayed it. If we see something, there's plenty of reasons to have wanting to get it done.
Lori, can the work near the ladder entrance be done in the afternoon?
The whole thing is scheduled to be done between noon and, I think, 5 each day. So the answer to your question is yes.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you already took it.
It was scheduled for the afternoon. That's fine. The concern I have is that that's peak passage days. I mean, you've picked the worst possible time of the year to do that at anywhere near an entrance.
Nothing
at that dam.
This week would probably be worse.
No, not at the Dalles.
Yeah, we'll see.
At Bonneville, we're probably just at peak, but not at the Dalles. It'll be a few days yet. So, and I don't know how late this run is. We usually get a bimodal. We've been getting bimodal runs lately, so you know, it's probably different stocks, but we get a later peak. And I was looking at the peak dates for Bonneville, and they can be as late as the 21st of September, which will put you about this time at the Dalles. And so I'm a little concerned that, you know, why can't this be done off of peak passage?
And our reasoning for wanting it done is we do it that week. We've got a dive survey scheduled for the next week, which should be the 6th and 7th. And I don't believe we're asking for an outage for that because we're going to be on the wall. Then we would get the survey boat would be back again on November. So, again, it's if we find nothing, it's perfectly fine to delay it. but I don't know what we're going to find.
Saying, why can't you delay it until October?
The survey boat, the contractor, is not available till November.
I see.
So, and I didn't know that till yesterday.
So you're saying it's either September as planned or November, no other alternatives?
Well, I need to. I'm unaware of any. And again, the dive survey is going to take place on the 6th and 7th. So the reality is, we'll have that, and obviously, the advantage of having the hydro survey first is if we see something, it allows us to concentrate the divers where we need them concentrated initially so that we can figure out how to repair it.
So are you looking, Lori?
Pardon me?
Are you looking at the wall itself with what, like a side scan or something, or how are you getting
a
look at this?
That rock is pretty consistent. I mean, very good bathymetry in there.
Right.
And we will pick up movement if it has moved at all. So our goal is to pick up movement. So we have two options. We can elect not to get the North Shore. We can go ahead with the survey and get the best that we can without the outage, which means that we will be missing what's going on the North Shore.
Right, but that's just below spill bays 1 and 2, right? Along the shoreline.
I'm going to guess we can get probably, it would just, all of 1 probably down a ways in part of 2. I think we can actually get part of 2.
Yeah.
So we're limiting our data collection. I don't know that we can delay the survey. Our ability to get the area around the wall, although the other side of this coin is we haven't collected a survey with the wall in place and it running, but I think we can get it. We just can't get the area around down of Bay 1 and half of Bay 2.
Yeah, I guess I'm not too worried about that area as I am about the area around the wall based on what
And that's why I don't think we would delay doing the survey.
Right, right.
It's just we'd like to capture everything. Is there a way if the counts aren't high that we could do it based on a coordination at the time?
They'll be high.
Well, if they're high, then we don't do it.
I mean,
it's
just
work at night, Lord.
when we the other reason why we always like to do this survey in the particular hours that we do is because the way the GPS satellite systems all work, our best coverage at the Dalles is between noon and 6.
Okay, can you do those that area the latest as possible?
We can do it as late as possible, and if somebody can make, can tell us as go, no go, we can decide not to do it. We're not trying to be difficult.
I know, neither am I.
And I recognize that, and we'll get most of it. I don't think we can delay the survey, and I think that we have to be, we would like you all to be flexible with regards, and I don't know what the numbers would be. Let's say they're constant. We can't do it. But if you see a lull, maybe we could.
Well, I mean, you typically get diurnal lulls in that time of the day. Late in the afternoon is your best bet for that dam from noon on. But you have to consider fisher staging and moving in the area. So those counts are based on what you see at the window, not at the entrance. But if you waited to do anything that would reduce the attraction water to the North Shore till late in the day, I think that's probably not. And keep it short.
And this is like from 4 to 5? Is that what you mean by late in the day?
It'd be nice if it was like 7 to 8.
Okay, well,
still daylight.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know what you meant by late in the day. So.
Yeah, well. I like midnight to 1, but I mean that's probably not a.
Well, we can't.
You have safety issues and all that, so
as late as dusk as possible.
Right.
Really getting at.
Yeah, for that hour or so that it takes to do that side to shut down those AWS, that's probably not a big hit.
Okay, so if we can, we will only do it if we can do it in an hour or less, and we will do it.
No,
if
it takes you an hour and a half, that's fine. Yeah, all right. Don't worry about that. Just keep it short, but do it the last thing you do. You know, work that way. When you get to that end, that's the last thing you do.
Okay.
And just
and
get it done.
We wanted to check in day or two before. Like BSA had a 20,000 fish passage day.
And we will. If Bob Cordy or whoever has the count tells us that you guys have large numbers, we just won't do it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you just don't do that part of the survey.
That we will say is we won't do it if in the hydro survey when we're out there we're not. See, when we do the survey, we have a previous survey, so we're actually monitoring differences as we go.
Right.
And if we don't see anything different as we get around bay 3,
yeah,
we just
I would,
won't do it.
Yeah, I would agree because I don't expect to see much at 1 and 2. I'd be more interested in what goes on at 7 and 8.
But if we see something, then we will touch base with the folks at the Dalles, and we will make sure emails get sent out.
That's cool.
But unless we see something different around Bay 3, we won't even try and do 1 and 2.
Okay.
But we'll go as far as we can before we get interfered by air bubbles.
So we'll turn the POD off for about 3 weeks.
No.
So, Laurie, you're going to need to coordinate this with the RCC to get that PUD outage. So, Doug's here and he's listening. And
I thought that was being done, but I will. I thought that was being done, but I will make sure that it is.
Is it Jake or?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the tentative date on that again?
27, 28 September. So we need to double check on those dates and. It'll be one of those 2 days.
Yep.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not
really.
Sure.
All right. Thanks,
Lori. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Back to.
Has left the conference.
Action items. The first one is the fish counts, and Greg has provided a list of the species counted. And what periods?
What periods of time? Yeah, there's an attachment to the.
Ew.
It's
I
not
really see it.
A
but that's
separate,
okay.
A separate attachment to the
just in the
agenda. When Tammy sent it out. And most of it's right there. I mean,
okay. Oh, you have another one?
No, it's right here, but then there was an attachment to the farm agenda.
A PDF.
And she sent it out.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, if you need copies made for anybody.
Everybody's got it. Email.
Right, so the exhibit one and exhibit two.
Yeah, that's got to be it. It says all the list of fish.
I didn't see that. More in there.
Yeah.
It was on the agenda, are you saying?
It was a separate...
It was sent out with the agenda.
With the agenda at the same time.
I probably didn't get it printed. I do want to bring up an issue here at some point. Okay. We need to start, I think, updating our winter count information. The one issue that came up in these coordination memos was John Day in the winter. And a quick look at the data, going back to 38, there are no data for January at John Day. So if we're asking for a third week of concurrent outage, we have nothing to base impacts on. And I realize that there aren't a lot of fish passing, but I don't know what. I know there's steelhead are out there. They're doing things. How many are passing? Is it net up, down? What? I don't know. Neither does anybody else other than for RT data that we have out there, what, 1 or 2 years of study for overwintering fish. So, and that goes for other projects, too. When you're asking for winter maintenance activities that cause ladders to be out or even anything in, like, November, late November and March, in a lot of cases, we don't have data. So we need to update that. We have maybe data, but it's from 10 years ago, and things are changing out there. So getting that updated, and I'm not talking about winter counts every year, but I'm thinking maybe every so many years, we should go back and do a winter video and then spend the whole rest of the year viewing it if you want. But just to update that database so that managers, when we're looking to see, well, what's going on, what are the potential impacts for these requested outages, we have data to look at. We just don't. And there's no reason for that. We have facilities.
Yeah.
5-year contracts?
Yeah, 5-year contracts.
So maybe we can have that in one of the options in there. And the first year of the contract, go do a winter count.
And we can choose or we can rotate through the projects. Maybe every year there's one project done, and I know it's on a 8-year rotation. That's a little thin, but still it's better than what we have now. So
yeah, it's better than what we've got now. I agree with that. And it's scheduling it.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
I don't think there's going to be a lot of fish. And it's going to be one of those video things where you can probably skim through pretty fast.
And if the time... Well, yeah, you'd think that you can do pretty fast, but then all of a sudden something else happens. But, you know...
There's fish.
Fish, doggone, there's fish in that video. A lot of fish, doggone. But, you know, it's a good idea. I'll talk to Bern about that real quick, about that, because I want to get this stuff going.
Okay. Yeah, I think that I talked about it. I raised the issue last...
You raised the issue.
...a couple of meetings now. So
we've got so much dollars we can play with, too.
And yeah,
what can we offset? I'm thinking.
That's why I asked the question.
And I haven't received.
I'd go out and dump one of the projects to get that information.
Really?
Yeah.
Dump, let's say, goose for
a whole year.
For the whole year.
I often pick goose.
Maybe not goose. Wait,
not
a problem.
I just want to pick goose.
One of Bill's projects.
One of Bill's. So and apply the mitigation's downstream, in other words.
Bill, you need some more salmon.
Now, if you want to pick some
Ice Harbor.
No.
Okay. No, John Day. I don't care. And I mean, it's just.
Really? Dallas. You have. No one would buy into that? Would the region buy into that? I mean,
well, I would rather we have the counts and get a winter count to update that information. I think that's a responsibility.
Ultimately, that would be the best way to do it.
Right.
But dollars.
Well, we need to allocate the money to do it because it is. And we do need to know what the impact is of these activities. And at this point, we just don't know. We're just guessing. And that's pretty frustrating to sit there and have somebody asking for an extra week or 2 weeks outage, and I don't know.
You know, there's fish out there. There's list of stocks. Sorry, Dave.
Right.
There's bull trout. There's, you know.
Yeah, I just wondered, when you say winter, are you talking about the whole winter or a specific period in January, a specific period in March?
We have our winter maintenance dates, correct?
Yeah, it's the set well.
Now, we know we won't be able to do ladders at those times.
Right. I understand when the ladders are down.
Right.
But you're talking about the whole typical winter period when typical fish passage season.
Yeah, I mean, we're asking for to assess the impacts. And, you know, for whatever project, usually it's around the edges. It's around December, early, you know, December,
right.
Or maybe it's in
okay.
late February or early March, depending on the project and the schedule. But, you know, there's a situation in Lower River and probably the Snake, too, where you have fish that are moving midwinter as well. I mean, Bonneville, we obviously do, and we're counting. We're looking there, but we should be.
From Bonneville upstream?
We should be. Updating it. And I'm not asking for an annual thing at all. It's just let's update the database.
Greg and I get together and come up with some kind of a plan with some alternatives on what we could do.
Yeah.
And then we'll
send
that
out.
I know it costs, but I don't think it would cost. I mean, setting up a setting up a video.
We're getting a lot of lamprey.
Yeah.
Additional cost on our 2-year budget. You know, we're not getting an increasing budget at all.
I think
something's got to give, that's what we're going to have to figure out.
I'll speak for the service officially in this capacity that we would be very, very supportive of doing this, and so we'd like to be in on that discussion.
Yeah.
We
can call it a task group if you want.
You might want to just because we kind of want to think about how we're going to do this. Cause I don't know if we just want to do a rolling thing every year because fish runs across every year. It's going to be kind of
different every year.
Different every year. And you say, well, we saw something in Dallas, we didn't see something here. That really doesn't tell you, so we may want to come up with a more structured
check-in.
You might want to pick some like key projects and say, let's just select like the Dalles or Bonneville here, maybe something in the Upper River, something like that. Just we need to think about this a little bit. But I think I'm totally concurrent with Gary that we do need some information because when you get to ask for these double outage concurrences or something earlier, you're going, I've got no data. I can't tell you how big of an impact that's going to be.
Yeah.
And I can start saying no a lot.
Well,
I don't think that's going to help anyone.
That's what it comes down to.
That's not going
to
help.
Third year of John, or third year. Third week of John Day.
Yes.
Pretty flinch about that.
Turn it over
there. They say yes.
There's no fish, yes.
Not today.
All right, well, we're going to definitely need to.
We need this within a month period of time aside of what's going on because that contract's got to go out.
When's the next contract deadline?
Well,
that's
I was thinking Monday, but this may delay it. This way,
I brought this up.
You did bring it up, and it's something that we should come into. So the sooner the better we talk about this, we can get this going.
Yeah. Estimate of what it would cost to see if we could offset.
You could just have it as an option.
If nothing else, just put the video camera out there watching the window.
Right, and then keep the
video. If you got to pay somebody later, fine, but...
Jeff Fryer's pretty cheap.
Was that?
Fryer's cheap.
He probably camp out there.
The video.
We've gone from video, VHS to electronic.
Take one down at a time.
Hard drive.
Year's different.
That's probably the best way to go about it is to start, at least get the video, and then if we do have a question by that project, we can pull it out and then look at it.
At least eventually, the FF, you could have FFU contract.
I mean, when all of a sudden we are like, oh, God, we need that data, well, okay, let's pull that video out and have a contractor look at it for us.
Yeah. Well, Fryer's doing some
more. We could all have an FPOM sit down and watch.
Yeah, we can watch videos one day at FPOM, okay?
As it's going on the background.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got video going at Oregon Shore Ladder this year, too, and it just goes on when we have an event, so it minimizes the amount that somebody has to go through.
Sure.
That's one way to do it. It's an alarm movement going through it. Yeah, I mean,
so
I have that.
It's a little different than what they have for lamprey, because lamprey, they still go through the whole
lamprey's
thing.
Not gonna work.
Do
have to. Lamprey have a tendency to stay.
Yeah.
All right, so, Greg, think about putting that in the contract, a video option.
Yeah.
Just do.
Yeah, we just need to decide where
the CLR.
What John Day is coming up over and over again for me, so there's that's a key project.
McNary comes up all the time.
Yeah, McNary too.
So I was thinking like pick something like maybe lower McNary and something maybe up higher and like Grant or something like that.
Definitely pick McNary.
Oh geez.
McNary goes outside.
It's too late.
We're always doing it.
Granite we're already looking at most of the
year.
So
yeah, Bonneville we are too. We got pretty good data for Bonneville. But so we don't have for the
we got those four.
I think there was a couple in the middle, and you might cover it.
All right, you guys, can we move on?
Move on.
We got a fast forward
okay.
here.
Okay.
I like it.
Fast forward.
And,
thank you.
232, lamprey trapping. Cordy, I guess, what is it? The tribes, Tackley, Zorich met at least at Bonneville discussing mods at a count station for easier trapping. The project needs to come up with better short-term trap access. Were you on that, Ben?
Nope.
That was John.
So where was this? I mean, it met on site.
It was Bonneville.
Really?
I think it was okay. Bonneville and the Dalles. They did two sites. So what? I'll have Nathan report out on this. On what? I don't even think they made any decisions except maybe taking some fish out of the LPS at Cascade was one thing they're looking at, and that's a big issue right now is taking fish from a terminal LPS. So
they just met yesterday, didn't they?
No, this was right after FPOM last
time. Oh, okay. Oh, is that a date there?
No, yeah. Because so, Nathan's at the last month. I'll get an update from him and send it out. He's up at AFS right now, so or else he would have been here. Plus, Bjorn, you probably don't have anything, do you?
No.
Would that suffice? All right. 233 is the zinc testing. Bob got another sample and it came back pretty clean. So
that's it seems a little odd.
I know.
To me that you have one out of the 3-4 bay samples is over the limit. And they're all taken apparently looking at the date stamp at the same minute almost.
Yeah.
That sounds to me like a problem with methods. Something's not right. I mean, that's what I would say. As a scientist, I'd be going back and checking my methods
like,
and
wondering
what's going on here. Maybe a small amount, trace, tiny, 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 but when it goes over the limit, it's like, what? You know, that has zero. Every other sample was zero. Zero, 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 and then you're over 0.026 or whatever. That just, huh? I don't know. I wasn't there.
I know.
I would
maybe
question it.
I know. My first, when I looked at it, I was like, well, geez, maybe we should take another sample and take it and send it to two different labs and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. It could be the lab.
And
it could be
if it's all over the board.
Something contaminated somewhere along the way, but that just doesn't, that kind of result is questionable to me.
Did they have the original water sample? Do they keep any of that?
I don't know what the protocol is.
Because you could resend that to another lab.
Yeah, and see if he has double blind.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I think he's okay, but because all the samples that came from the fishways were fine, but
right.
I question the method a little bit because of that result.
Well, we've got time. I'm going to ask him to take another sample.
If he's got money and time to do that, I think that would be good just to double check it. But yeah, I agree with his conclusion if it's truly the right, you know.
If. There's
data.
A big if there.
There is a big if.
Yeah, we'll talk to Bob and get another sample.
Okay.
The AFF protocols, we talked with WDFW about an exemption or USB Oregon, and they stated that they would not request that. Another thing is, I know Josh, you're on the phone. Do you guys want to talk about the dewatering now?
Sure.
Sure, we can do that.
You know you've been kind of hanging in there for an hour now.
Yeah, that's...
So that,
oh, it's okay.
Okay. Because I know this is a big impact to your research. So it's... I was going to just add it to the update, but it's the Washington Shore dewatering, which is out of cycle. This we're trying to schedule it for October, which... I mean, we did that dive, or the dewater in the dive and fixed the diffusers, and I actually dewatered with those guys, and there were quite a few diffusers that are a little wobbly and loose on top of the ones that were found. The one thing that really caught my attention was, as I'm crawling through the orifices, how fat I've gotten lately.
We weren't going to make a comment, Bern.
Yeah.
Weight Watchers is a great program.
Yeah.
That's a word.
Holy shit.
You don't confuse well.
Yeah. He's been in this, and Andy are zipping through there, and I'm like,
well, Andy, yeah.
My knees were all bloody.
So we're going to start calling you Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, hopefully not. I'm going to work on that.
Winnie the Pooh.
We use a ladder.
Yeah.
But, as I was squeezing my fat ass through the grate, the grates were all plugged with, like, cork-sized pieces of wood. And I'm not talking about, like, half plugged. I mean, they were significantly plugged. You know, and there'd be gaps on each side of pieces of wood. But, I mean, there's a lot of wood down in there. And I was just like, wow. I didn't have a camera, but I'm sure we have pictures of it. But that just goes to tell you right there that there's a lot of wood down there that size that got sucked through the fish units. And we've done this in 96 and found the same thing. Lots of material, lots of wood.
A lot of debris. I mean, it's not just the wood,
no,
but it's sand.
Sediment, shells, lots of shells.
Curricular
I mean,
shells.
Kicking shells down through
they
the
just fill up in there.
So every 12 years we need to
take the whole thing apart, clean it all out again. But that's a big deal.
Yeah. So anyway, we did the emergency fix, and it was definitely apparent that we have to do the out-of-season dewater repair. What's going to require, if it's the same as 96, is a bobcat put down in the hole and then load after load taken out, putting on, I guess you put it on a truck. I mean, I weren't here. Gary, you were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I was.
And Jerry Carroll was there, too, and he was like, man, that was just a serious job.
That was a big deal.
It took a bucket, and they dumped it in a dump truck.
Yep.
You know, and they just hauled it off.
Oh, it took weeks, and there was the special outages, special spill outages, all kinds of special spill.
We had mitigation for that, didn't we?
We had some discussions about switching. We can't do the switch, but Radford Island is on its 2-year maintenance, and the thing is in bad shape.
It's falling apart.
We're just hanging on by a thread with that. We've talked with some of the region about doing it in October. Jerry Carroll, who's the OPM, he hasn't given the thumbs up yet, but he's pretty much ready. He's getting district support right now for the funding. It's going to be pretty expensive.
For the October?
The October outage.
Washington Shore outage. Right.
He's committed the resources as far as the crews. So now it's a matter of when in October. And we know the impacts to the FF trapping.
I talked to those guys. They said if you guys could wait till the second week of October.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys.
It was Tom Lawrence. I talked to Stuart with TAC, and they're going, if we can wait till like the second week of October, they would probably not. I mean, they're a little nervous because it looks like everything's going to be late this year, and that time of year is almost always the B-run steelhead. it's going to basically hose their whole B-run steelhead accounting for this year. But they're feeling that if we wait till at least probably the second week of October, they can probably live with that.
And I talked with Eric Kinney from WDFW, and he has the same concerns. I mean, they've already let the contract out to the gillfishers down in the lower river to get their fish. So, I mean, they've got fish coming.
I know.
They need to get their hands on the fish, but it all comes down onto the project, when it can happen, and what's the timeline, the schedule. So is it 1 October, or?
That's what they told me as late as today.
Today is they have to go down 1 October.
And at the maintenance meeting that John had called when Ben was out, they backtracked that schedule. And I stressed to them the importance of compressing it as much as possible, and they have done that. So if you want Washington Shore back by December so Bradford Island can go down, 1 October is when it'll go to orifice flow. Divers will come in.
When does Bradford come back?
Bradford won't come back until the end of February.
So that was a question I was getting going. Why couldn't we push the other way if we had to? They're going.
Bradford Island is crumbling, and if you compress that schedule,
I'm not saying compress it. I'm not saying compress it. Do not say push the schedule the other way.
That all comes down to the powerhouse capacity.
Which other way?
That's a big
issue. Go a month later into say March. If you had to say February, March, because we haven't had an early run in ever. So our guys are going, if we had to give a week somewhere, they'd rather give it on the other end than on the up front end, especially with the way the run's being this year, if it being late this year. They're saying if we had to push something and have a lap Bradford Island come back later, they'd rather have it come back later than have Washington Shore go out earlier this year. That's the way they'd rather look at it, because they're going, you'll have Washington Shore back up and running. Unless flows are ridiculously big, we'll have most of the flows go through Powerhouse 2. They would rather have it that way than...
If we have units back.
If you have units back. Well, that's just the joys of Bonneville.
That's what... Yeah, I don't want to see a cul-de-sac. And for Winter Steelhead, I do not want to see a cul-de-sac out there where you have an operating powerhouse and go way past it.
So I'm not... We're not trying to get, you know, a month pushback. We would be ecstatic if we could fish to the 14th of October. I know that traditionally AFF operates till the 10th, which this year would be on a Monday. And, you know, looking at the past 3 years' counts for Salmon is, you know, that the 15th, there's still, you know, over 2,200 Salmon is going through. You know, most of those are coho. A lot of these tribal programs are having, you know, good coho return, it seems like, so far. And they'd be interested in the results from our mortality study with a control group. And right now I'm pushing my contractors to be done by the midweek of the third week of October, so the 19th or 20th. So, I mean, I can sacrifice that week without a control. I don't think would be an issue. But, you know, getting to the second week of October would be fantastic.
I don't think the second week is going to be feasible at all.
Okay.
First week?
Well, we can go back to the project and talk to them, see what...
I mean, if we push everything 2 weeks into March, but...
No.
Our guys are saying like a week. Our guys are saying like, do the first week of October, because with the way the dates fall this year, it's kind of a funky thing.
Third is Monday.
Yeah, third's a Monday. So that week, if you guys want to do water at the end, but you guys don't because you usually don't work on Fridays, so it'd be the 10th. We'd probably be...
Which is a holiday.
Of course. So
I think one thing too, just from the historical perspective of unwatering that system, we got a really leaky North Monolith too. I'm assuming that there's going to be some unknowns.
They have scheduled 2 weeks for dewatering, 4 weeks for cleaning out debris, and then 2 weeks to bring that ladder back. And that was as compressed as they could get it and still feel comfortable doing the work. And that's because you have to put in transverse bulkheads. They need divers in there because of the silt that's in the bulkhead slots. You have to pull those out when you bring it all back. It's not just you water it in the day and you're done. I mean, we're taking it below tailwater, so we're taking out the AWS, which takes a long time. And depending upon how long you wait, if there's sturgeon in there, it could take even longer. So if you want this work done and you want it done in a timely manner,
you need to get the work done. We've got conduit coming out this year. We've got, I don't know what kind of debris load that'll bring down the river, but it is on that side. I don't know what kind of flow year we'll have next year, but some of the early predictions are that it's going to be another wet winter. So you get that on one on top of the other, and then a system that's not cleaned out, and we could have a real disaster next year. So I don't want to see that. It's too important. Far more important than these studies or the harvest issue, as far as I'm concerned. But it's up to the project on when you want to get that thing started, but you know, and how long it takes to get the work done. But we do need to get it done. So, you know, I'm going along with what you guys say is what you need to have. That's good, but I don't want to see a cul-de-sac out there. I don't want to see a powerhouse running without passage at all. So, you know, we need to be able to run it through a powerhouse, and with four units down, second powerhouse, I don't see how that's possible. So you're going to have the first powerhouse running, and I don't want to see any flow outside of that. We're going to need to go outside of the 1% band to the best operating point, at least get 115 through the powerhouse, and another probably 5K through miscellaneous, so that's a river of a 120, which is about where we're at now. So
well, you got to be there for chill. You have to.
120. Yeah, so I mean, we're there, and that's the capacity if you don't lose a unit. That powerhouse one, I hope we don't. If we do lose a unit and it's later in the season, that's something we can talk about, you know. But I don't want a cul-de-sac, at least not until, you know, we later the better. But not at all, but certainly not in the first few weeks of October. Okay. Or on the other end of it, when we have steelhead that are trying to move up to the system. So I don't want to see this happen in March.
What do you think our peak's going to be?
Okay.
I mean, we're getting really close to right now where we would want split flows.
We're at split flows.
Now. Because of units, but I mean,
it's probably going to stay that way.
Yeah.
Good numbers.
But the numbers.
I guess that's part of the reason we're thinking, like, if you push it back a week, that reduces your risk for a cul-de-sac then. Because if you shut you down October 1, pressing on decent numbers of fish, God knows what flow is going to be like.
Well, the way the fish runs look, we'll 10-year average is over 1,000 until the 10th of October. That's the 10-year average. This year is looking odd. You know, we had less than 10-year average up until a few days ago, and now we're well over 10-year average. And so it's either compressed because it's already off peak a little bit. I don't know what's going on.
Or it's shifted back.
Typically, the peak is around the 5th of September, 5th, 6th, 7th in there, but there are years when we get it as late as the 20th because of that bimodal thing that goes on with different stocks that are going up systems. So, you know, we could see some good numbers later on. But you know, October, it always drops pretty fast towards the 10th. That's usually when you start getting into hundreds instead of thousands. Of Chinook. I'm just talking Chinook. Mm-hmm. I'm not as worried about steelhead being delayed as I am as Chinook, at least not in the fall. In the spring I am. But they don't need to get spawning grounds quite as quickly as the Chinook do. But Chinook coming in October, man, they got to get where they're going. There's no time.
So if we did delay and pushed it into
Say next Monday, the 10th.
I'm just trying to figure this out. I mean, could the project accommodate that and then go, when Bradford Island's out, go beyond as needed into February? You would have to do that no matter what.
Into March, not February.
Right. So
you're going to be into February.
When you say cul-de-sac, I'm not quite following it.
I don't want a project. I don't want a powerhouse running without a ladder.
Right. So
it becomes a cul-de-sac.
If you pushed out Bradford Island dewater a week in Washington Shore a week, so we could accommodate some of the sampling.
As long as we're not running the first powerhouse.
It's all the units. Hmm? Right? It's all because of Bonneville 2 units.
Right, and if you're in the March, are these units going to be back?
I think that's the question that needs to be answered, and we need to get it.
Right,
we
and I'm not.
That before we do this
Dave
operation.
Says I'm not holding my breath. I don't want to be into the end of February and having to run that powerhouse, having more flow than the capacity of powerhouse 2, having to run powerhouse 1 and the Bradford Island ladder.
Right.
You could have that anyways. It depends on what flows come up. If we have a winter like we did last year, you're going to have that regardless.
Right.
In March?
Yeah. Maybe decent flows in March.
But we'll have the fish weight.
Not with the fish weight. No.
Yeah, we'll see.
It would be back.
I'm saying you might have it in February, so you might be.
Well, we might, but that's the winter maintenance season. I'll live with that. Right. But I'm not going to live with the March side of it.
I'm just going with a week, though.
Are you going to take that risk?
I would just.
Because that's the risk that you pretty much have to take. You get
that's
the
not a good bet.
October 1st, or you risk not having the ladder back in March.
BPA will spill the rest anyway. So.
Yeah, we've seen that track record.
I'm saying if that was an option, steelhead, yeah, that's much comfortable, but that's not going to happen.
Just don't run the powerhouse. If you got the ladder down, don't run the powerhouse.
And I'm just, I mean, I'm just in this way going, we know that this run this year is going to be late, likely. I'm more thinking this is going to be late. And we haven't seen an early run from Springers in a long time.
No, it's not Springers that I'm worried about. It's
not.
I'm worried about Winter Steelhead.
Yeah.
At that time of the season, that's when they're moving through the system. That is Winter Steelhead passage time.
But they're usually, are they below Bonneville or above Bonneville by that time?
Both.
All right.
I mean, you know that.
Some. I don't know. If I was taking my risks, if I was taking my lumps, I would take it towards the end of March. Then at the beginning of April.
End of March.
March.
Do you have a couple of
I'd rather take a week of, lose a week of March than lose the first week of October with the way the run's been this year.
Yeah.
We're not losing anything in the first week of October. We're not losing anything. Bradford Isle will pass these fish just fine. You know it will. If we take Second Powerhouse down, you don't run Second Powerhouse. You take Washington Shore out of service.
That's all dependent if you're having a small number, if you have small runs. If you
by October, it will be down to 1,000 or 2,000.
So you're saying tax totally off of 7,000?
Cascades Island will still be running, too.
Yeah. You think that... another couple thousand.
Hmm?
Yeah. Code.
Code's going to be another
couple thousand.
Right, right.
So
and no Coho.
5,000.
Yeah, I know. But I'm looking at Chinook as the most... I mean, Coho will spawn into the January. Those Chinook are spawning in October.
I know, that's why I'd rather have both ladders running in October.
Well, if the powerhouse isn't running, I'm not so concerned about it. I mean, the powerhouse 2 is down, quiet, totally quiescent. Then Bradford Island, all the flow is going down that side. I don't see that Bradford Island is... there's no hit there. There's no hit. That system will pass those fish just fine along with the spillway, 2 spillway. We'll have 6 or 4 entrances out of 6 running, yeah, and no water flowing through where the other 2 are.
I'd be surprised if you had many fish around the spillway. We're only putting out 2,000.
Don't say it that way. He's taking notes.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, I mean, you're going to get some fish there, but you're not getting that much attraction. So when any fish that do nose in there will find that entrance quickly, but you're not going to have any fish nosing in there because we're not going to flow through it.
Right. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
What are you arguing
for? I'd rather have all entrances open. I'm just thinking.
There's no attraction to those entrances. So, I mean, yeah, there'll be incidental fish that'll go up in there, but I think that the passage conditions at that project with Bradford Island running
and the Cascade
and Cascade Island running is and adequate. Only the flow is at the north side through first powerhouse. That's the only flow. We will have good passage conditions for what passes in October. But if you have a ladder outage and running powerhouse in March, that is a delay.
It could be.
But you might not have that.
You may not have.
I imagine we'll have 15, 16 back. Should have 11 back.
Right. If you don't have 11 back, I'm going to go shoot somebody. Right. You can put that in the notes.
How about if we...
You can
get yes. Right. I think the best approach now is to say it's going to be October 1, dewater, until we get the report on the units. And if the units look like they're going to be available in
that's
the end
fine.
Of February, March... then we can do the delay.
If we can run all the flow through the second powerhouse in March, then I have no problem.
We really don't
want
to impact
down.
The fish runs.
BI being down.
No. And I understand so that the state and CritFic want to get the samples,
that's too long.
And we're trying to...
Remember, these guys are trying to give management on the fish runs.
Right. I understand.
All the people steal that information, that dictates how they harvest, which is impacting the fish runs probably more than the negative impact of delaying them at the dam, I would say.
Conservative and don't harvest.
Chris, when you don't have this
way. So we need to do something about that harvest issue.
So I mean,
I'm just saying, you can take it to the harvest crowd. I'm just that's their job.
We're working on that.
You're impacting their job.
Yeah. So I mean, that's really what we have to do.
You're wrong, make a right, huh?
Get that unit update as soon as we can, and we'll have to have a drop dead date on if it's a delay or not a delay. The delay would be a week.
Okay.
Go and give it more than a week.
And hopefully we'll have those units back. I mean, we don't know anything about 15 and 17 right now.
15, 16, we don't know.
15 and 16, they just went down.
Yeah, I mean, it was an electrical problem. Then you knew poles, which they might be able to rob from 11, because by the time 11 needs them, we can have them back.
Yeah.
But it's a possession issue at the moment. We don't know.
So
what we need is a long-term, I mean, this needs to be some prognosis for getting those units at Tech Paris back by March 1.
Right.
Not by October or something or whatever. It's March 1.
So and that'll be the trade-off. The early or the late return, the delay.
Otherwise, when you think about what happens March 1, I mean, if we can compress the work at Radford Island and get done by then, I mean, you might be able to shave a week off during the winter. Otherwise,
there's so much prep to do there.
I wouldn't compress Bradford Island.
Yeah.
Well,
there's so much to do there.
I'm saying
so much
is that that's
the rebar and crumbling. It's crumbling.
I know it
if
is.
If you don't believe it's crumbling,
come on.
I know it is, but you've got 3 months. I mean, that's what I don't want to see is that powerhouse running with no water.
Understood. And I don't think anybody wants to see that either.
When is this drop dead date? Whether or not it's going to be pushed back or not? When do you want to make that call?
Isn't it 2 weeks?
Yeah, probably 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
That put us at probably the Wednesday. What is this?
The 21st?
21st, yeah. I'll have an answer by the 21st.
I think there's a TNT call you could babble something about.
I mean, I'll come stack firewood with you guys if you want to help it get done faster.
Firewood's going to help.
The wood debris in there.
Yeah. How about shovel?
Shovel chips.
It's more
shovel clamshells.
Shovel clamshells and buckets of goo.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I got it.
We need to talk about that.
We got to be glad we don't have zebra mussels, huh?
Yeah.
Take it down there and find them.
Oh, oops. We got to see that anyway.
I just want to be clear that this tentative plan we have, the delay date is until when if we go into the
10th.
The 10th.
The 10th is a holiday, so it'd
be the 11th. Okay.
And, you know, this is still all resting on the project's call. If you
right.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it is.
If okay.
It's not going to happen, you can't make it happen, then we'll make that decision and we'll get that answer out to you even earlier.
Great.
All right, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks. Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody, for your time.
Yep. As far as the Bradford Island work or the Washington Shore work goes, I want to make sure that we do get those diffusers
secured
down.
Right, and
so
they're talking about
let's go one step beyond anything we've done in the
what
past.
They can do there.
Strapping,
welding,
yeah,
plating.
Yeah. So if we can strap them down, if it doesn't restrict flow too much, or
in fact,
you know, trash racks on the other side, on the fish unit side. I don't know what needs to be done, but we need to at least make sure they don't blow off.
Well, when was the last time that was cleaned out? 96?
96.
So if you clean it out completely this year, the chances are, even if you get a high debris flow next year, it's not going to blow them out.
It was relatively clean last time they dewatered it 2 years ago. There wasn't much.
Oh, they did an inspection?
This year did it. I still am worried.
Worried
about condit. I don't know what's going to come out of that.
It's going
to
come out
of nothing.
So on top of this, just to add to this discussion, we're looking at dredging in front, and we're about to award a dredging contract for the fish exit at Bradford Island.
Right.
If we can tag on and get some work done over there.
Because we really need to get those fish units cleaned out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got block trash racks there. You know that, and I suspect that the debris is all the way up to the top of those blocked racks.
They are. We know they are.
And that needs to be cleaned up back down to where it was supposed to be in the first place.
And we're also looking at a rake.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Tom won't hold his breath.
No, changing the trash rack size. Well, trash rack size, rake, and then also talking about do you leave the bottom plated, not plated yet?
Well, that's a hydraulics call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just whatever water we need.
I just don't want to see diffusers blow off. So if we can, unless they're.
Well, Ben, what was the fix on these last go around? I know there were some. There's different types of clamps and clips.
Well, the guys
just
use J-bolts.
J-bolts.
Which should be fine. I mean, they go through and, you know, hook underneath.
Yeah. It just needs to be something that actually holds from pressure. Not just to hold them down from grabbing, you know, from sliding around or whatever, but an actual real.
There was some strapping. There was some stainless steel stuff put in. There was several different.
Talk to you guys on that. It's just a matter of. Some of them were just held with clips.
Some just say clips. So our guys that did the above water work
did angle iron on the wall, so it's bolted into the wall with the angle, obviously, over the grate. They can't come off. Yeah,
you have to have a hell of a lot of pressure to do that. At least from a reasonable pressure standpoint, they need to withstand that. Then, do we know, you know, how much pressure when you get those, when those units are running and you start getting back pressure from the system, from plug systems? How do we measure that?
I don't know.
We measure conduit pressure right now in the
conduit pressure. That's
conduit
true.
Pressure in the AWS.
Would that be an alarm?
I mean, monitor conduit pressure?
We do.
It takes a lot to change it because it's looking for the least path of resistance.
Right. Yeah.
You've got to get a really plugged system
plug
before you see it.
And really herky tie downs.
I don't know if
the system starts
it.
To plug up at some point.
I don't know. I guess we just need to determine how sensitive that reading is and what it tells us. We usually call it just to see if something's really.
Well, I don't want the units to break. I mean, something has to give somewhere along the system.
You won't break. You'll just blow panels off.
Right. We just want to make sure that they blow off with.
At the right spot.
Not easy.
Yeah.
I don't want them to just pop loose.
No.
So I mean, as we're going through and doing this, that work. You know, that's one other addition, just besides cleaning, is to make sure those panels stay down.
Do we also want to think a little bit about maybe like picking certain diffusers that if they have to blow off as a relief point, you make those with your weaker clips and that? Because there's some diffuser guys are saying, like, hey, if that one blows off, I don't have a problem with it.
Problem is you don't know how they're going to plug.
Right.
You don't know. You can't you can't plan something of how it's going
to plan failures.
So when we dewater this, whatever the date is, I want everybody at FPOM to come out and look at the actual grates from above. Look at how the patterns of wood, and then when we get down in the AWS, I also want you guys to be looking down in there.
I was there in 96.
Yeah.
Larry Bashman, the first one's down there watching your Sands of Mars down there.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
Sands of Mars.
Yeah.
Rovers
running around.
It's educational. And I tell you, I don't want to go down in there. Hell no.
I don't think we're allowed down there anymore.
Down that it's like, see you guys, have fun.
I'll go down in there if you guys have it open.
What's that?
See it. I'll go
if
down
you're allowed
there.
To go in there anymore.
Of course
you'll
you
let
will.
Me in.
You're like...
Your grandfather
days.
You may not be able to find me again.
That could be part of the plan.
Pop out.
Yourself.
You know, the AWS isn't leaking anymore.
That's scary.
All right.
Told those guys to clamp these down harder, damn.
Yeah.
Now, the other part of that is we may, if we replace the trash racks on the fish units, do we have to replace all the gratings too in the fish way?
Not very much.
Because they're larger, right? We just want to exclude.
The thought was you go smaller.
We want to make smaller.
If you go smaller in the trash rack, you want to
go 3/4 or something like that. So, I don't know what.
But
they
some
are.
Of these racks, you know, I guess the project will make a determination. You know, some of them we just sandblasted or repainted, and see how many more years we can get out of them. Some of them we may look at a replacement cycle.
Well, the Dalles has a bunch hanging out there. Go see the ones from the Dalles.
Yeah. So. Because I know we opted, instead of buying a bunch of new, they just opted to, they sandblasted a bunch.
You're talking gratings or trash racks?
Gratings. So, we, you know, depending on how much life we have left, somebody needs to make a determination on life.
That's true. I'm assuming they're pretty solid, but if they're not, then it might be tough.
I don't know. It was a quick paint and get them back out, so you don't know.
Well, let's eliminate the weak links in there. I just don't want those things blowing off again, if we can help it.
All right. Let's move on.
Fun.
235 is fish lock testing. It looks like Bob's getting some. That's Bob Cordy. You can call him Bob. And don't call him Robert.
Between the two.
You're getting me confused.
I'm joking with you.
Bobby.
Should I call him Bobby?
So he's waiting for some calculations. And see if we need a discharge permit. But it looks like they're going to go ahead and do the flush prior to November. So we'll just keep an update on this one and bring it to the next
first page.
Agenda. 236, Dvorak draft tube dewater. Draft was sent to FPOM on the dewatering plan.
Yep.
Comments?
Comments came in?
No, it's under change forms, so let's go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, there were
So I've got pretty extensive comments on that. Would you say, Bern, you want to talk about it now or later?
Yeah, let's just go ahead and talk about it now.
Okay, later. This one is important to us. I've got fairly extensive comments, and I suggested that we may need to have a second, you know, another discussion off out of O&M. And
we think of sending comments to them so they can review them and then try to...
They've got my comments. I put together a memo and pretty extensive.
So I think Greg was going to try to address
Yeah, I was going to address
those. That's what I was expecting. Yeah.
If we can do it here without you know, taking all day, that's fine.
Well, not taking all day,
You're just
going to
say, we took them all day, Greg?
Mm-hmm. Foreshack, Unit 3. I got it here. Comments. Well, we're about thinking another time. The other unit's another time.
So are we going to talk about this? What's the plan with the draft two?
We're just going to work through there's six comments real quickly.
Yeah, six questions right here that Gary came up with that need to be explained.
Did you get any other comments from anybody at all? Or?
I saw yours and you covered mine.
I just reinforced that there was concerns.
Dave did. That's right. Okay.
All right. I'll just start with number three, I guess, is the one that we really should apply because you accepted basically Section 8 and Section 9.
Right.
Why is removing the language including the oxygen for trapped fish and the deployment of sonar? Okay. I'm not opposed to putting an oxygen line available for use there. I'm not opposed to that.
Well, let me say one thing up front, Greg. These procedures were agreed to through a fairly extensive process, which included our law enforcement folks, part of the investigation. Mm-hmm. We discussed everything. So as far as I'm concerned, there needs to be a really, really good reason why anything is taken out of here. I don't want to discuss unless it was like
you just
can't do it because safety, you know, you may blow up in there or what, or it's, physically impossible to do. Otherwise,
we can have the oxygen line available. No problem at all.
Yeah, I think it should be.
I hope so.
That can be done. The next one, ROV.
This one was to have the oxygen actually in there.
Yeah,
at the time.
So that's what we're going to do then.
Not just have it available, but actually put.
I'm going to put a line put right
it
down
in.
There.
Put it in there.
They had one available halfway through the session last time. We'll have it available.
And if there's that in the next couple of years, you find out that that's really ridiculous and we don't need it, then fine. We'll talk about it.
I'll see about that then. Fine and dandy. We'll keep the oxygen then on it. The one about the ROV.
No, we're not quite done. There was also the sonar issue there, too,
looking at
whether there were large numbers of fish in there to even need the oxygen. So, and that seemed like a really good idea that you guys had, and I don't know why taking it out unless some of the sonar doesn't work or it's not there anymore. Or
when we bring it down to the sanctuary pool level, when we started looking at this thing earlier, about a month and a half ago, I don't think you can put that little ROV thing or sonar into the pool itself. Coming down straight down from the draft tube here.
Okay.
You have to reach out quite a distance here to do it. This door is only 2 foot by 3 foot wide.
Small.
Pretty small.
How big is your rove vehicle?
Well, it's just going to be suspended off of a little thing. There's no way of controlling it once you get it lined up on a cement wall.
Why was it in here in the first place, then, I guess is my question.
It was suggested by DPA.
It says the biologist will deploy sonar in the draft tube, capable of viewing fish. I thought it was a really good idea.
I thought it was a good idea, too, to tell you the truth, to put something down in there somehow.
A camera or whatever.
The more we looked at it, the more I don't know if we can really do it. If we can find a way, I'm not going to eliminate it, let's say that.
Okay.
If we can get something to hold it in place so it can look down 50, 60, 70 feet
How heavy
out
is
that
it?
Direction.
Is it a, how heavy is the?
It's got to be lifted down with a crane. Okay. Not a crane, but you know, it's a.
It's a man lift. Doesn't it have a seat to lower somebody down in there?
No, we don't. It's there's not a seat.
It's just an arm with something to lower something down.
It's just an arm to lower it down.
I just don't know if you can run an arm out to actually run the thing off of the arm.
Well, that's how it works.
Okay.
It's an arm that pulls out. If that will work, we'll give it a shot. But will that reach far enough?
I don't want that taken out until you prove that you can't do it. I mean, prove if you can do it, because it just makes too much sense. I mean, one, we don't want to kill fish in there, so that's why the oxygen. Two, if you can determine how many fish are in there, you know what you're up against in terms of time, in terms of oxygen needs, in terms of all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you your first heads up. Otherwise, you're just looking for splashes and listening. But
a lot of times, yes.
So, but if you can get a reasonable estimate of whether you got 800 fish in there or two, I mean,
it would make a big difference indeed.
It would, in how fast you're going to have to deal with it. So
we'll give it a shot, see if we can get it in there.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if it comes back that you just can't do it, then okay, but I'd rather you really give it a shot first. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we agreed on. That was the agreement going through this.
But as he replied, he said he could give it a try as long as we can get that thing to sit so you can actually see the right direction where fish may be. I mean, that draft tube is pretty good size.
It is.
What kind of equipment is it?
But if there's a lot of fish in there, you'll see them.
Yeah, if we can see them right there in that area, you bet.
Because they're going to be moving around. If you got a ball of fish in there like we had.
Do we know what it is? I mean, what its visibility reach is, how far it'll look at?
Well, it's basically something that we use to look at ESBSs, down gate well slot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It hangs straight down.
They have
an ROV. The sonar shoots straight down, or is the side scan?
It's just visual.
Oh, it's a visual.
We're talking about a camera. We're not talking sonar.
What's
the
sonar? This is the play sonar.
Yeah. If it's an ROV, it could go towards.
Really?
What we agreed to was a sonar on there, not just the video.
And I'm thinking something like a Didson, you know, it looks out and has a certain range.
I think Scott's got a better idea. Just put a fish finder on there and see if it'll work.
Okay, that's sonar.
Well, that's sonar.
That's sonar.
Transducer and
they're simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a long cable and just drop it.
Long cable and just spin the thing around and see what you get.
Take it off somebody's.
I'll ask.
It'll bounce off the walls in there a bit. But
well, then that's a long distance with a transducer.
Cable.
It is.
Yeah.
How long is it? Is it?
It's going to be a distance down, about 30 foot down.
To the water?
Yeah.
Okay. 30 foot's not much.
The ROV that
well, the sonar's coming 20 foot.
Cruises around?
Under bar, under
just for a boat. That's just consumer quality. If you get a.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a 150 foot ship, you probably.
Yeah, you can probably get it down that way.
Dive safe cables for an ROV.
Okay. Well, let's look. I don't want to see that disappear until you prove you can't do it. It doesn't sound like that's been proven. So
we got. I just mentioned our district dive safety office has a really nice ROV. You can get it through that door, you just lower it down and go right in there. It's got a camera on the front. It's got all the good stuff you need.
I hear McNary's going to have a really neat one, too, when we get this outfall out there. So
hopefully. I'm saying John Day has an ROV. Bonneville has an ROV.
Do they have sonar or they just have visual?
No, they just have visual. But
sonar
district
be better.
Ones, they want to get sonar on it, but they
you
don't have
to be
it
able
yet.
To attach whatever
but
you want.
All you need is you need just something to drive through there. If you start seeing a lot of fish...
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole point, is just to get an idea of what's going on, how fast you have to move.
If you start seeing fish in your camera, you can start figuring.
Oops.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And that's Rick Benoit and Manny Todd. Excuse me, Todd Manny.
You're saying a visual inspection is okay. It doesn't have to be sonar.
They just need to have a way to estimate how many fish are
in there.
They can get it with a visual.
Rick, who else was that? Dave?
Todd Benoit.
Yeah, Rick Benoit.
I just want to make sure that
your
legal guys aren't going to come.
I think it's Richard.
I'm the only guy that'll come unglued.
They're $1,000 a day. Go up there and they'll be dropping in and cruise it around in there for you and look at everything. Videotape everything.
They got a good light?
Oh, yeah.
They have a light on them. I think I've seen results of one of these things. I think ICE has got one.
This water pretty clear when they're doing this kind of...
It's a real expensive one.
Well, it's going to be at this time of the year. I mean,
I know. Yes. It's always in the fall, so water should be pretty good, but I don't know.
Water should be good.
Clarity in Dvorak at this point in the last 2 weeks has been the worst ever recorded, and we have been having blue-green toxic algae blooms. We seem to be on the downside of that, but just...
Okay, well, it needs to work, so if the visual doesn't work, sonar would be better. I mean, you know, whatever we get to give us an idea of what density of fish is in there. That was the whole idea.
Okay.
And that should help guide you in your efforts. Okay.
Indeed. Let's creep middle and fish trap.
Pull a bass boat in there and take a sound.
A bass boat would be fun. Yeah, if you can get through that little opening there. That's the problem.
2x3?
Inflate it. Inflate it.
That's right. We could borrow the Battelle speedboat that they were using.
A raft and a Denson. What's the problem?
No sweat there. Jump right out into it.
Squeeze Greg right through that thing.
Yeah. 2 foot to 3 foot.
Come out looking square.
I know.
Oh, our tiger.
Yeah, it's number 4, section 11. We're over to section 11. Addition of specific elevation makes sense. However, remove the sentence addressing the sump operation required to control the water level.
All right.
The sump does control the water level. Number 11.
So, you know, you had in there before. After receiving this confirmation, the ship operator will operate the sump as required to control the water level in the draft tube as requested by the Lower Grand Fisheries by
Josh
office.
Hollowatz.
Yes.
Why would it took him a while? He finally got bored.
Yeah.
Dvorak.
But,
where's Dvorak?
I plan that, by the way.
Yeah, really? Dvorak.
Yeah, I don't understand the, taking that out because that sounds like a pretty important thing to have somebody operating the sump.
Well, it is operating. It is doing the stuff. It is actually doing the... what did he say here on this one? Yeah, it's allowed the access and evaluation of the numbers of fish that way. So that's probably a misnomer. Not should have kept sump in that one. Once a little in the sump.
I don't understand why it's being taken out. If there's a good reason for it, I'd like to know it. Otherwise, we would leave it in there.
I think we should leave it in there then.
Okay.
Because that's what's monitoring it.
Right.
Not this one there. Good.
Now the next one we get in 12. We did have in it that the fish should be placed in a rubber sling, lifting sling.
Yes.
So the word rubber was taken out, which made me wonder what the heck we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Is this a cloth?
It's not cloth, mesh, it's vinyl.
Nylon and fisher.
Yes, no, it's not that. It's
nylon netting. Gill net, something like that.
It's butyl rubber vinyl bag. And
what's wrong with the rubber?
It's a fish
you need
bag.
An objective,
objective
in front of your lifting sling
and
that
so,
describes it.
Okay, and what a fish safe bag would be better word.
Whatever you want to call it, it needs to be something other than just a sling, a gill net.
The fish safe sling.
A fish safe
lifting sling.
Generated in a while,
so
that's okay. I just didn't know what.
Okay, that's what I'll put on it then.
Yes, no,
okay.
That's the kind you use elsewhere.
Well, it's the same one.
Whatever people use.
We're using a.
I just didn't understand why rubber was taken off.
Just like people know, so when other people down the road who have the collective history that we do look at this, they'll know what the hell we're talking about.
Good point.
Then the thing that really concerned me here was the 5-minute limit was taken out. That was important.
And bumped up a little bit longer.
Yeah, and that's important. We were really concerned about the time it takes to get these things, get fish moving from one location to another. And what's taken out is every limit. I mean, there's no limit now. It's not bumped to anything. It's just 5 minutes has been crossed off and there's nothing. Don't agree with that. And I don't know why. If it's you guys ran it, and you ran as hard as you could run it, and it was 5.5 minutes.
I think
let's make it 5.5 minutes. But What I don't want to do is like, yeah, let's take a little lunch break here.
No, we're not playing that.
But I don't know that.
We're not going to hide in a corner or something like that. Wait for those to go around. No.
Can you make it a 10-minute?
I think.
Well, I don't
see,
know.
Further on, we say at the very most 8 to 15 minutes.
I know, I saw that too, and I have a concern there.
Know,
this is the time that the fish is in the transfer tank.
After it's in the transfer tank.
To when it gets released.
It's going to be no more than 5 minutes from the draft to the tank.
To the tail race.
It can't be more than 5 minutes for that. It's only 30 foot.
Okay.
But from the transfer tank, which we changed to 150-gallon. That's when we took out the buckets and stuff like that. We manufactured two large transfer tanks, 150-gallon tanks, to move those fish from the tube there, down the hallway, back over to the elevator. It's only an elevator-type system. It's a little bit of, you know, not a very straight thing, because we've got to get from a lower floor than the erection floor where all the turbine units are that everybody goes into. This is the draft tube. It's down lower. So you got to get up through an elevator. The elevator, yes, will be dedicated to us. It's a 1,300-pound elevator, so it will take that tank, fish, and two people holding that tank.
Barely.
But it's just basically moving that tank to the elevator, up to the floor, through the doors, back around in front of the building to a, you know, tail race.
These tanks have oxygen.
They will have oxygen cylinders, two oxygen cylinders, 122 cubic foot oxygen cylinders, two regulators, one big air stone.
How long does that take?
At the very most, 15 minutes.
Okay.
It can be done a little bit faster.
And what's the point of the elevator brakes?
That's the problem. You'll have to walk it up the stairs. You know, that's the only thing.
Well,
the way abandon the operation.
Yeah,
we'll probably abandon your operation.
Put them back in the.
Okay, but assuming the thing everything's working correctly, how long does it take? And why was 5 minutes put in the first place?
5 minutes, I think, was from the draft tube up to there, up to the dock. That should stay.
Well, then that's what this says, right?
Yeah.
Will be,
but from the draft tube itself up to the tailwater. That's the second part of it.
Okay, well, I still don't understand why it's changed. It doesn't. I still don't get it.
Some new wording that describes, maybe breaks up the process into two phases and puts a limit on the draft to the tailwater, and then you just want to review that and comment back to Greg.
Okay. The entire operation is 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. No. No, that's too long.
Get it up into the tank.
Into
the tail race.
And we're collecting more than one fish. It's a 150-gallon tank.
Well, that may be another place to discuss how many fish you want to put in the tank before you move it.
What we agreed to was that it would take less than 5 minutes. That's what you told us, and that's what we agreed to. So
you only want it for every fish, you want to move it up and release it?
In 5 minutes.
It's...
I think it's from the...
What you guys, you know, all I'm going by is what we were...
That doesn't make sense with what we've historically done, even when we shut down the collection channels at the facilities. You know, historically, when we removed steelhead, people used to crowd them, net them, we'd take them up, and we would get a certain density, if you will, before we would do the release. Now a lot of that's changed because some of it is able to just be put through floors and into water conduits, and they do a lot less netting, like in the case of the little goose, but... In my mind, this is similar, except that it's really big picture because we had a real big problem there last year, and we're trying to make sure we don't have another problem. But we need to be realistic in terms of an impact at one facility versus what we call it at another in terms of handling adults.
I'm going based on what you guys told us you would do. This is illegal. I mean, we went through a lot of discussion on this. You guys said, this is what we will do. And we said, okay, our investigation's concluded based on this document. And so now these issues are changing.
Gets moved
so
to get the fish in the water? Or what's the five-minute thing?
Right, that's the key yeah. here, is what exactly are we talking about here?
You put one fish in and say the clock started when you right. netted them. It's no, when your density is reached, it takes 5 minutes for the tank to get
I think that's what we're getting at there.
Yeah. So that's what you want to specify. Yeah.
So for the 950
it takes 15 minutes to get it up the elevator level. And out to the tail race. So.
Right, then you need to specify that.
Exactly.
That's a different time.
Okay, the 5 minutes is from the time you get the fish into your sling until you get it up to the 956 that's foot level, whatever
right.
that is,
okay, that's to
into
the
a container of water, which right. was also taken out.
Mm-hmm.
This should take less than 5 minutes during. No, I'm. You guys
yeah,
said that.
Right.
During which time the fish will be in water the entire time.
That's right.
All of that's. They great. Will then be placed in a large insulated fish carrying tank full of river water, and they'll go the rest of the way. So this 5 minute time frame for this slinging to that tank,
to the tank.
Has changed, and I want to know why.
I don't think it has.
No, that hasn't changed. Uh-uh.
That's, well, then why yeah. take it out?
I didn't. I must have hit the wrong key on that one. I must have hit it wrong on that one. I'll admit a mistake on that one. Because that's yeah. I'm gonna put it back in. That's this from there to there. I'm gonna
then
put
we're
that
good.
Back.
So you're
that,
good.
That,
that
is
the
not
a, in there. Okay.
Because we're talking about from the
what was originally agreed to.
Yeah.
I'm good with.
Yeah.
Well,
that.
We agree. We agree.
What is
I agree.
Just, I'm getting confused. What
it's
that
the tube.
Do?
It's
you
the
put
tube.
A fish in the tube, in a sling, and bring it up and put it into the transfer container.
Is this yeah. that 30-foot
yeah,
height
five
door?
Minutes.
That's
yeah.
Less than 5 minutes.
Five minutes?
Yeah. No more, than 5 minutes.
No more than.
Oh, don't okay. you try to get a four out of us.
I'm not trying.
You know,
I'm
there's some. I think there's some Olympic track medaling guys that you can hire for this.
Yeah.
Well,
then you can run
I've got a team of three people.
I'm not arguing about what we originally agreed to. That is
okay.
fine. All
That's
I'm
fine.
Saying is that when things get reduced, I'm concerned.
Right. Yeah.
Would you consider just adding the word when you're talking about the tank, just add that it's aerated, so there's no question in people's mind that it's got water and aeration?
To the description.
I thought that was somewhere around in there already.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Transfer tank.
I'm pretty sure it was aerated, but
yeah
that's good.
Good.
Okay. Now the other one in this same section was said all. And this was an important one for us when we did this.
Okay.
It originally said the fish. Try to get the fish will be. Handled only once during the process, and now it says all fish handling will be minimized, and that's way different. That's different than
handling here.
What we didn't want to see is fish actually in the net more than once, or in a sling more than once. After that, it's water transfer from there on.
Yeah, basically it is. It's minimized that way. Fish in the sling, and they're placed into the transfer tank. Transfer tank's got
a nozzle,
a bulkhead, or opening, a 9-inch opening on it that will go into a receiving tank at the tail race. That then,
okay,
that's
change this.
Okay,
go back to the original language that you will only handle it once. And what I mean by handling is that you're actually
grabbing
got the fish into a sling or a net or into your hands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After that, it's water-to-water transfer. That's fine.
From there, it's right there into the transfer.
That's fine, that part of it. It's just that I didn't want to get these fish netted three times in the process of moving from here to there. That was the whole issue there.
Right.
Okay.
And I do see on Section 15O, you do talk about the oxygen tank.
That's where it was.
For the...
Yeah, see, we cut out that 32-gallon capacity to the 150-gallon fish tank.
And so
we will have those 32-gallon tanks available, you know, if needed. But this 150-gallon tanks.
Okay, then we get into the sections 15, 16, and 17, which are all the, sort of the procedures. Again, there's the you limited a rubber. You got rubber vinyl slings. The vinyl's fine as long as that's what it really is.
Yes.
I'm okay with that.
That's vinyl.
That should be also in the first part.
Fish
the radio thing, I don't understand why that, but if you're okay with one radio, I don't know. It just seems that everybody should have radios in this procedure. So I don't know why that
There's
was
two
changed.
People in the hole, yeah, one for each word.
I don't know what. Why was that changed?
We got down to the actual number of people working in the hole.
Okay, that's fine.
Two people.
That's fine. But what I do want you guys to do is send me your reasons for things that you leave changed, so that I can run those past our enforcement guys, so they know that we have good reasons. And I just don't know why the rope, the rope with lead weight seemed like it was useful for identifying how much water you have. If you have another method of measuring your water in the draft tube, that's fine. I just don't know why that was. It's just, again, all these things that are taken out of here, they have to be explained. Just because this was, it's more than just an FPOM document. It was an investigation and negotiation and buy-off. So,
okay.
So if there's, if you've got good reasons for the, you got the fish buckets, 3 2-gallon capacity, if you don't need those anymore, just tell me why.
Okay, yeah, because we switched on to 50.
Some of these are pretty self-explanatory, but some of them aren't. And so just,
yeah.
It's just, I don't think there's any, I realize that as you start doing things change and go, well, that didn't, it's not good in our heads. That's not working. I don't have a problem with that as long as we're not changing the stress or the risk of this fish.
Oh, indeed. And we hope we can keep that stress and minimize all operation on this thing.
Okay, and then the big one on the back here, I guess the one that I really have the most concern about is doubling the length of time that the process will take.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, that's...
That was that 6 to 8 to 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that 8 to 15 is the issue.
From the drab to the river tail, it should take more than 6 to 8 to 15 minutes at the very most.
Does it have to take 15 minutes?
It doesn't have to take 15 minutes to walk from one point to another point. I'm just hoping that we can do it within that period of time.
Well,
I don't want to...
So how about if we stuck with it now, when you go out in the field and try this, we find it's not doable, then we make the change and negotiate with them as to what's doable? Because
if we keep it in,
can you do that in a week or two before you do this?
Or we're going there Friday before.
I mean, try it.
Find out how long it takes.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're going to walk
double time it. See how long it takes to get through there. Be safe.
This is like a tank at the entrance to the draft.
But run!
Going into the elevator, taking
you'll
the elevator up. And
a lean, mean machine next month.
Up those stairs and down that hall, through that hole.
I'll be skinnier than Burn.
That's not setting your sights very high. You may want to go after somebody else around here.
Right.
Ben,
you want to go after me. You doing on roller
coaster?
I tried that. John Day Power.
I'll give you an explanation.
2000.
Yeah, that. I'm not agreeing to 15 right now. That's
15.
You're going to field test and come back to him with what you think is reasonable.
Yeah, and if you've got a good reason for it, it's just physically impossible, or it's not, it's within safety, reasonable safety. It's what it is.
Hope it's not.
It is. I think we're okay with that. It's just a matter of I don't want to just arbitrarily throw a double. I mean, that was a sticking issue with the entire discussion on this. Was how long
time was the big thing? Yes.
Yeah. So
and time I want to minimize, and I just added to it. Sure, but.
Tell me what it takes.
I will.
Yeah, and you need to, as you tell him what it takes, you need to keep in mind, the variety of types of people that might be doing it. So, everybody isn't Greg's size and dimensions.
You just
got to
make sure you hire only.
Just make sure that you build that
athletes
in as well.
For this.
Yeah, really. That'd be nice. I've got...
let me ask a stupid question here.
I have... What do I have on this?
No questions.
No questions, stupid. Only I am.
Dave says...
Yes.
I've proven it many times. Now, come on.
Dave's stupid question.
You won't get any arguing out of us.
So this tank is 150 gallons.
Yes.
That's 1,000 pounds, right?
Roughly 1,000 pounds, and let's say... 75 pounds of fish.
So it's on some kind of wheeled system, and it's just muscles that's going
to
move it.
No, also electrical motor, too, to go up a 6% incline.
That's what I was
going to
ask, if it's motorized or...
It's motorized also, and you can push it also.
Okay.
It is motorized.
All right.
put a bigger motor.
I just got to go out and check this.
Yeah, motor so failure.
And it's a diesel motor that only weighs about 1,000 pounds.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's a very carbon. We're going to use.
All right.
Okay, so that's. I think you got the gist of my concern. Is that any changes need to be fully explained and then you know, these need to be justified.
They'll find that out.
26 for this month.
Two other
September
coming up.
Two other quick things, if I may. Greg.
Okay.
Is the this tank has a release opening or something? How do you if you're not going to handle the fish again?
I thought I had the pictures of the tank.
Where are you dumping them into? The one that takes it down to the tail?
Well, they'll go into a basin, into a flume.
Into a flume, okay.
But, you know, there's the cam in the front, cam lock in the front that connects to a hose and you put into that tank there. Now, to get them out of the tank, there's a screen just before you get to the cam, into the hose there.
So you've got that.
You pick up the screen, and then there's a guillotine. What do you call it? A guillotine slide. Not a gate valve, a slide gate valve. So you can put that down and take off the cap. Well, you know, then you put the hose in.
How big is this cam lock?
What's about a 9 inch?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you know, like on a fish truck.
You hook that up, pull the lever, and out she goes. Yeah.
Okay.
Chainsaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then and they have deck wash there.
Flush it.
To flush it. And provide water for the slipper slide.
Okay.
Okay.
And I may be misreading this, but it sure looks like 17K is just a repeat or a prequel to what's exactly said in 17L. Reason for it.
J?
No, K to
K
L.
K and L.
K and L.
Oh. Deck washes. Yeah, they're deck washes.
So this sentence is the first sentence of L. So why do we have the duplication? So that one you would be okay with removing.
Well, I was just asking. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't have had it there, but maybe there's a reason.
The less you change, the better.
Yeah.
So don't listen to him.
Okay.
Quit it.
Okay.
Bad.
I said it's a
sentence
sensitive
structure.
Piece of
it was
paper.
Probably in the, it was probably in the blast.
Justification. Duplication is not good justification.
Guys, leave it alone.
Format, it was probably in the format in the paper, or, you know, on the word.
That's not important. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Okay.
Thank
painful,
you.
But.
No, it's got to get done.
Okay, thanks.
All right,
can
you
move on?
Yep.
Yeah, let me see your final or your draft on that. I know since it's coming up in a hurry that needs to be turned around.
But I won't have the running time until after the 26th.
No, but leave it as it was.
Yeah.
Don't change it. And then if you need to change it based on experience, that's different.
Okay.
So the test is this month, and then there's a real 2 days later trial. Is
yeah, there's a trial.
At the end of the month?
Yeah, there's a trial before that.
Well, you guys are redoing due to 3 because it's leaking again, right?
It's still leaking.
Yeah. Wow.
However, the leak has decreased tremendously since.
It's amazing how the 4-bay
how
goes
the 4-bay
down,
goes down
back,
and the leaks are slows down and maybe some something sort of lining the from the inside. I don't know.
I guarantee you it'll be back there once the reservoir.
The reservoir's back full of
all right. Next year. There's still plenty of snacks up here, snack people. We probably got another
better
hour.
Lunch.
Yeah, maybe I should go.
Take a little snack break here.
snack.
Let's take like a 10-minute snack break.
All right.
Snackers.
That was painful.
I wasn't bringing two packages for you.
Well, you must be doing study reviews here. Huh?
Yeah.
And what do we have? Wall stuff.
The only other one would be. I just don't know that.
All the COVID
is still in. Which is good. George really changed and improved the system. I will say that. If you look at
it, there was a reason to talk about it.
What happened? Jim
Hayner. LGS.
One of the Sea Lion Hater guys. The actual one that's the only normal one. The only guy you can
talk about.
I'm okay with that. I read that over.
This one right here.
Everybody on the phone.
Yeah, this is all right. I was, you know,
all right.
The concern is for adults.
I guess he knows it's like that.
This is beyond the.
Because, you know, last time we had a thing.
Did you get a whole project at all?
It seems what you did last month.
I mean, not really.
Ask for better information.
It wasn't that window at the moment if they want to give us.
Yeah,
I totally would like to give them that week.
Adults down here, it's
not going to
But
I mean,
they have to work 5 months. Later in the morning. That's the only thing.
That's all right.
So that's how I'm going to change. That's how I finally got that guy.
Get it done.
But it's just like I said, one at a time. Unfortunately, but then go all the way down the line. If you look at George's ESBS screen,
it's
not
right here
for the fish passage.
He changed it for the fish passage plan. I guess it's got a little bit lighter color. But he's got the old stuff. They actually improved their system. For one thing, he gave down the good news for changing that truck. Because you put this little thing down the eight wells, it usually gets impacted. It's hung up something like that. You can't see very far in that. And the gate wells are inspected. It works great on an STS system and on an ESPS system. It's still, but the way that I can see that the brush is in the building store, there's a big load they have an electrical well. Lights and stuff like that, and that's all monitored right on the as you're walking up and down the collection line. You see red light, green light, and then also the operator's desk is part of the visual system. I think it's covered. It's an improvement over the years from the older stuff. They're not delaying any, you know, work. They're effectively doing it a little bit better.
Okay, and we want to do this at Lower Granite and Little Goose?
Well, we asked that same question for...
This is Little Goose.
We asked that same question for McNary and at...
McNary's shorts.
And...
McNary's
They got the long ones. And also at Lower Granite.
Yeah.
They have an entirely different system. And they have a procedure.
Well, we don't want to mess with
it. I don't want to mess with what they got. Hopefully, every April, we have a new one that's blood. They know what to do.
Yeah,
no, that type of stuff. So, but George is a lot more aggressive. I this is a system I started a heck of a long time ago. Before I got there, I had it in place. I got it hooked up. He finally has, so I'm impressed. I think it's going to be a good system. I think. I haven't seen it in operation, but I know George is on that stuff.
Okay.
I'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Top of the ridge, on the very top of the ridge.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. I mean, it's great.
Thank you. I'll just get no bills.
It's so late. It's
always a blue moon.
It's a refresher. It's a diploma. Aren't you going to be a mentor?
Right. I saw on that one. It's right here.
I'm not surprised.
Right.
You got a photo shoot?
You bought the material. One side's on one side, the other side's on the other side.
He went through a contract because he was having an addition in college, so he had a
Fancy shiny
bow. He's just watching. He's just like, these kids hire this guy.
resurrect the boat.
I'm not worried about
that one kid that's the drug addict.
Oh, yeah.
down there.
I said, I'm not going to get every time. I wrote a memo.
We should know. They're kind of the canaries in the coal mine. When they start dying off, like the salmon will start being.
There's two canaries in the draft tube.
Okay, back on track here.
You have me for half an hour, Bern. So, Bern, if you have anything you need to have me for, I've got to leave in half an hour to go get my commission items done. Otherwise, I'm going to get killed.
We'll get right into the McNary debris.
Let's keep them longer.
Let's show
237 McNary network testing.
GS.
Two documents attached to the agenda.
That's where I'm at now.
Oh.
Greg, the NERC
testing at McNary was completed a couple weeks ago. I provided some documents to
we did coordination by email
on this one here.
It only has to occur every 5 years, and the other units were done last year, so
right.
We're out of the woods.
We're out of the woods on this one entirely.
We don't have to put a good traffic plan.
At McNary.
At McNary. This one's done. There were two units of the Forstman that would be down.
Right.
We're good to go for at least 4 years.
Yeah, I provided a little, you know, to upon an idea on, well, fish passage at McNary. So it was a very revealing chart, to tell you the truth. I mean, it was not what I expected either. John Bailey looked at that thing and says, no. But those are the numbers we got.
At 7 a.m.
That's what it is, so we delayed it after that. And we did the work. It was really
surprising. They don't do work.
They don't do work.
Maybe that's why there's no fish there. No one's there to count them.
That chart does not look right.
I didn't know. I'm not there yet either.
But that was a collection from this year,
mm-hmm.
10 days before. So
that's what it is. Done.
That's what it is.
Knocking one. 238 is a John Day and Mean Unit 1 trash rack repair.
Yep.
Tammy and Miro, or maybe Miro, drafted a coordination form. Some unit outages to allow divers to clean up the trash. So, which is attached. It's
sarcasm?
Also a coordination form here at.
Here we are. Oh, good.
Talk a lot.
Do you want to go through it now?
Let's do it right now. I'm all about doing it right now.
I'm not even going to touch that burner.
That's a beautiful
my mode of operation today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
The sooner the better.
Yeah, I got it done.
So, Tammy, go ahead.
Last day of the month, in the afternoon.
There you go.
Done.
Last day of the month, in the afternoon. Okay.
October 31, it's a Monday.
That will work just fine.
October 31, and you want to do towards the middle afternoon or middle towards the afternoon. Later? I said 10 to 2.
There you go.
It's Halloween time, so.
Yeah, the passage, well, I mean, just look it up on the adult webpage, but it was later in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But a little later is better, just because entrance time isn't the same as passage time, so. Yeah. But they had a schedule for 7 in the morning, I think, if I remember right, which, what's Miro doing?
Pickled cabbage.
I could have said smoke.
So you went after noon?
Yep.
All right, and then with this one, sort of related, is Miro had sent or called me yesterday and sent an email. They would like to do VBS inspections on Unit 3, which will require putting in the bulkheads, and they want to do that on Friday and Saturday, so tomorrow and Saturday, taking Unit 3 out of service.
Really?
Priority unit.
Shipping.
They want to do the physical inspection.
They still have one in
VBS inspection.
One, two, and four.
Yeah,
it's
fine.
That's what the bulkhead did to...
It affects the outfall somewhat. You get a little less overflow at the outfall. But
see, that's the thing. That's what I remember. I mean, that can of bang up against the ESBSs every time and trying to get it down.
It's
stuck.
Similar in condition to...
And that's what we're changing.
Okay.
So they want to look at it.
Proactive.
John Day.
Which project is this again?
Proactive.
John Day.
Pulling it because they think...
I'm just checking. This is John Day, right?
Okay. Whatever.
Whoa.
Got something out of it. We'll see.
Good for him.
All right. That's all I have.
That wraps up the section called Action Items. Complete. We'll do updates. We're not even going to talk about turbine water strainer update, which Bill wants to.
Can we get the numbers?
We'll get right into the...
Transportation.
How to get the numbers?
They're on the web.
There is no transportation update, is there?
Transportation. Really, for transportation for the month of August, every day trucking operations at McNary. No, it was barge trucking.
Yep.
Every day at McNary for up until about August 17th. That's when barging was ended. And then McNary, like the other projects, did the trucking every other day on odd number days. The last barge departed then. And that was done at that time. Yep. Up until the 2nd of September.
The Chad predominated?
Chad, yes. It's starting to show.
The Chad Transportation Program?
Yeah, the Chad Transportation Program is starting to show up again. And until the 2nd of September, we started everyday trucking at McNary. We did not, which leads into the next thing here. There's the next item on this thing, McNary water temperatures and also the debris stuff that we've been talking about here.
Let's just wrap them all in one.
We did not do, there was not an increase in mortalities at the trigger level in Appendix B. There was very little descaling going on at McNary. That wasn't alarming to abide to the Fish Passage Plan Appendix B, where it says you'll start transportation every day when water temperatures got higher. And so we didn't do that the latter part of the month. So I just want to make sure that you knew that thing. I mean, temperatures were getting high. They got 69, mm-hmm. close to 70 degrees. The differential wasn't there. Descaling was not there,
okay.
And mortality was not there this year, which
you
really supports.
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah, and then
you're fine.
Yeah, so I didn't know that.
I do have an issue regarding transport. Last time I was out of Bonneville, one of the trucks pulled up and dumped fish in the bypass, and I walked over and talked to the driver for a bit. Happened to notice a bunch of dead fish on the ground around the end of the truck at the pipe where they're releasing them. They were Chinook, false Chinook, dried up, been laying there for who knows how long, but surprised the crows didn't get them first. But
feed the cats.
What was the date of that, Gary, that you were out there?
I can look it up. My inspection day is a Friday, one of the last Fridays in September. I don't know what October, August, wherever. I don't know where I am. One of those months.
But this is
yeah,
terrible.
So, and I didn't say anything to the driver, and I didn't want to jump on him there. He's just doing his job. But what I figured probably was happening is that pipe is really level. You know, it doesn't have much of a pitch to it. And so when he pulls that hose out of there, or even when he's running fish in, some can flush back out.
Aren't they just supposed to pipe? Flush that, though? They're supposed to flush water into their truck and runs through the pipe.
Right, but they put that, the release pipe goes into that that aluminum pipe. Yeah. And the aluminum pipe is probably, you know, whatever happened, back, either back flush some fish back out or, mm-hmm. and it would overflow it a little bit. But whatever the case, they were falling Chinook. And okay. I, you know, it's like, well, these can do this, the fish laying there dead on the floor. But not a good thing. So I don't know if we need to modify that. I don't know that it's his fault as much as just maybe the design of that thing, but
sounds like
you shouldn't
design.
Be seeing dead fish laying
there. No, you shouldn't
there,
see dead fish
so.
John is aware of something similar that he's been following up the last week or so. So he's had some drivers come back and say that they've had a fishy odor around, and so he has been contacting each of the project biologists to try to work with their own crew to make sure adequate flushing is taking place in those pipes. So I think I think we may already be in process on trying to address kind of adequate flushing when fish are released, just as an update. But
sure, yeah, just
he had noted two or three reports from the same driver that went down there, so that would have been over a 6-day period. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have, I think there's two other dumps that take place, dumps, if you will, you know, two other trucks in the meantime. So we couldn't really fine-tune it to one project's group that was doing it, if you will. But anyway, so there's an informational exchange going on there to try to remedy it.
Because I didn't, you know, when this guy was doing his release, there wasn't any problems. I mean, no water backed out, no fish were lost that I saw. I didn't see him pull it out, actually. We went back into
was this a big tanker truck or a small mini tank?
Big tanker truck. It was a semi.
Okay. You wouldn't have too much.
But it wasn't his
gallons.
His fish were dead long before he got there.
Versus a 300 gallons. That's probably why.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big difference. So, yeah.
We'll get back to John, and we'll also mention the levelness in terms of that something down the line you might want to try to address.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the design's an issue. We need to fix it.
I agree on that one. The Hurston flush.
So, do you want to keep going there, Greg, or do you want me to move into the
Well,
I'm going to
go ahead and move into water temperature's fine, but
water temperature, debris.
Yeah, so let's go to the debris.
Yeah, so John was initially doing this, and then it kind of got kicked into my court over the weekend. Right. Essentially, it seems ever since spill ceased that we've been building up debris at the project. As most of you are aware, we tried a debris spill Tuesday night. We were largely unsuccessful with that debris spill. So we are looking at other alternatives now. The project is trying to get a new plan in place. They were talking this morning about trying to get a boat from Lower Granite to help corral that debris.
What kind of debris is this?
I got some pictures. Actually, Dave asked me to bring pictures, so maybe I'll just pass this or pack it around so people can see it. But it's an unusual debris load for McNairy at this time of year, so we have a lot of both large and small woody debris as well as the milfoil. Milfoil and pumbleweed is pretty characteristic there in the summer, but the woody debris is not. So having a difficult time handling it, and as a result, we had a clog in the JFF on Saturday. I think you guys got the memorandum for the record on that.
I did. Actually, for whatever reason, mine didn't show up in
your inbox.
Yeah, I actually
got
it
from
somebody else. No, I got it from somebody else. Mm-hmm. But
that's weird.
I do have a concern about that. That plug was on the separator, or no, it was on the dewatering screens first. Mm-hmm. It pushed it off, and it went into the pit tag detector area and plugged. That shouldn't happen if that's designed properly. So that was a red flag to me that we have some constriction
between
something in there that's causing stuff to stick.
So
really?
It should just slide through.
Yeah,
once it's on its way, it shouldn't hit anything.
We have this problem with John Day. Something is sticking out, probably.
It's probably sticking out into the flow.
Right, but it shouldn't be.
So this is the area that should be being revised over the winter as we build a new juvenile bypass outfall.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything in there that's causing debris to stick, let's get rid
of that. It's a PSFMC.
The project came back, Bobby, and said it was the size. So as we went down smaller, as we funneled down to go into the pit, that was our problem, and asked whether, as we went into the relocation, whether we could go to a larger sized antenna box. And so I did forward that to Don Worf. I haven't really heard anything back.
You're on it then. Let's follow up on that. That's a follow up thing for next meeting. But Yeah, it's just sort of an aside. I mean, it's this is going to happen, but we shouldn't have areas like that where debris can stick.
Definitely.
Once you kick it loose off the upper end,
that
would go all the way
through. End up being a mod on the outfall contract.
Well, so it wouldn't have to be done this year either. You know, it's just a,
right something down the line.
Down
I think
the
there's
line.
Probably going to be a few stragglers if we are successful with the current plan of getting this in place
there's
by April next
follow-ons.
Year. So this might go on that list.
That's okay.
But it does lead into our current issue as of yesterday and today when the debris spill didn't work as planned. The project personnel are overtaxed in terms of trying to keep up with this and prevent spills. You know, it starts to impact some of the other routine things that need to be done in terms of inspections and other types of things like that. So I think we wanted to throw out for discussion and consideration until we can get control of this situation of debris going towards primary bypass. As Greg said before, at this point, from a biological standpoint, we don't have a lot of rationale that we need to make a change. Our primary issue here is just we're not staffed to have somebody not be able to take a 5-minute break at the separator and leave without taking the chance of having a fish kill. And that's kind of where we're at. We have people coming in on days off to cover just to do transport and things like that. They've been doing it for about 5 days. We are trying to get in place then something to remedy that. So as I started this, you know, we're looking to get a boat in the forebay, and then we would be working to do intermittent spills to move that out of the way, you know,
so
out of past the project.
This has been up there most of the winter or most of the year? I mean, there's grass, there's lots of stuff growing on it,
good,
so it's been
good
there
comment.
A while.
And so I think it sounds like some of it's been there for a while. It's started to build, and as we got outside spill season, we seem to be drawing more of it in through the system. So, you know, spill must have been kind of a buffer that was kind of cleaning off that edge, and now it's coming in maybe at differing depths or whatever, but and it's looser.
It must have come down with the freshet, and now it's just now.
So the spill didn't draw any of that really speak of away from the firehouse.
We're pretty ineffective, and I talked to the operator the day after because I talked to him when I was trying to coordinate the spill, like how can we be the most effective with this, as I was talking to Scott about trying to get water for spill. And that day, he's like, well, we've largely been ineffective, but, you know, best case scenario is try rolling the units, pushing that debris, and then, you know, we'd be close with our spill bays open to take advantage of it. But what happened is, or as he described it, what he thinks the problem is, yeah, we got a little bit, but it wasn't noticeable. Didn't change our issue there. We're still pulling a lot.
Still looks like that.
Yeah. A lot of the debris seems to be compacted inside the pier noses and up against the trash racks. So just that horizontal flow that we can pull by what we did manipulating the water was ineffective at dragging it outside of the pier noses there. So that's where a boat in the forebay can help us. And so that's near term. You know, I think that we don't have a date on when we're going to be able to deploy that. We're looking at, or the project is trying to put in place to have that happen, and so that's kind of an evolving situation. So I don't have a date on when we might get that boat in.
You have to have the turbines off for this, don't you?
We probably would.
We've been trying the alternatives, and the turbines need to be on during the day. We have to have some generation there. They'd ask for a zero powerhouse outage, so it needs to be after 2200. But what we'd like to coordinate today is the ability to have spill when we need it to accommodate this.
Yeah, kind of a blanket rather than having to go out, like, if say we get some moved over from, like, say, 4 units one day and then 2 days later we need to do another, can we set kind of a guideline, put a teletype in place so that when we're able to have the boat move it over that we don't go through, like, a full day of coordination each time? It really eats up time.
The issue is Unit 2. So we really need to have Unit 2 running as much as possible. I mean, it's the middle of the adult migration, so that's our first available.
Now, he just said that we're only going to be able to do this probably at the night time anyway. So
if you need to spill during the day and you can leave units on, that we can try to work that one out.
Yeah, okay.
It's having no generation or very, very little that we can't handle from a transmission standpoint. You can't poke a big hole in the middle of the transmission system there. during 100-degree days trying to move energy.
Still, unit 2 is the issue, so I don't, however you guys want to mess with, I don't care if you
Okay, so I think that minimize unit 2 outages.
Two during the day. Okay. As long as you can minimize 2 being out during the day, then at least you'll have
a set at nighttime.
Well, it fits best with transmission if you're trying to get down to just a unit on or no units on. Yeah. But if it's during the day and we push stuff over there, we can open the spillways if we don't have to impact our generation, or not all of it.
I think you and I are on the same page, so it's just a matter of, that's the only fish, real big fish issue that I can see.
Steelhead.
So basically, get her done?
Get her done.
You guys are sufficiently coordinated.
Yeah, just be cognizant of keeping unit 2 running during the day for fish passage, attraction.
Fish unit 2.
So how about back to the juveniles then? Does anyone have any issues with us until we get control of the debris issue going to primary to so that we can get done what we need to at the JFF and adult inspections?
Just let her rip. Stay away from secondary. Stay away from all that, really.
Yes. No.
You're using the TSWs to spill?
We have TSWs not in place any longer. When we took them out in the summer, we pulled the crest.
That's part of the problem. If they were in there, you might be able to pull it.
Yeah, maybe not.
It's only 10K. I don't know if you can get enough over 20K.
How about?
Well, so that's back to as you guys work through the McNary COP and look for long-term alternatives, and you start thinking about the variety of issues we face besides just adults. Now we have
those
debris,
surface routes
things
seem to
like
be in there all the time.
Well, it's back to whether we can be satisfied with only having something in place in the spring for, say, steelhead. A new sluice way, did I hear?
That's what's the problem.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about coming to Portland. Everything becomes affordable, but actually when we get back there, everything becomes affordable.
There's some magic line.
It's real. Demarcation. I like that.
Back out to the stick.
Good points.
Yeah.
Did you guys just pull the bottom leaf gate, or did you guys try pulling the middle leaf gate?
Standard spill where they pulled the whole thing.
Okay. And I'll call Ryan and see if he can put a deep slot in out there.
Yeah,
he's probably got design in his back pocket.
He does.
Right there on the shelf.
I'm sure he does.
So, Dave, you're here. I had an email from Jerry about us going to primary. I guess you will take back to him kind of what the group is recommending. At this point, the Corps will go back after this recommendation and make the final recommendation.
Just proposing to go primary for the rest of the season?
No, I think what we're proposing is it could be that long if we can't get the debris cleaned up, but if we can get the debris in order, that then we would go back to business as usual. You can comment here if you would feel that was more appropriate. We're basically going to be trucking. So I think you heard Greg mention ever since September 2nd, they've been trucking every day at McNary. Part of that was due to the debris issue to try to control it.
Mm-hmm.
The magnitude of what you saw in these pictures doesn't tell you what they've been clearing out of the raceways every day.
Exactly.
It's been 20 to 35 cans of garbage.
You guys want to propose just primary and shut off transportation for the rest of the year?
I know.
And you're not going to get an argument from me on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So, I mean, that's
one.
Whereas, do other people want to weigh in on that?
Gary doesn't.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'll put it this way. If you can fix the problem and get back to the condition that we've had all the other years, then operate as we have.
Then that's what legally we need to be trying to do here. So that's the direction that
But
that
if you
I
have debris issues, primary.
Yeah, that's the issues.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. But that was the direction we had this morning.
Yep.
It sounds like this all goes to operate.
But, we got to take care of this issue right now.
Right.
Yep. Get operated in full primary.
Right now.
Sampling.
And then we'll adjust accordingly. Good.
Whether it is sampling or if it is sampling.
All right.
Still got pretty warm water out there. It's actually probably warm. So predation is still an issue. The outfall is still probably not the best place to put subyearlings. So that's why I say if you can get back to the old operation,
it would be nice.
Do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so you're.
So I think what we'll wrap. Yeah, the wrap up is we're going to try to have the blanket teletype and then.
Okay.
Bypass until we get it fixed.
Yep.
So, update on, do you send us still on September?
Yeah, it was 1 September at, what was that, 10:25.
On the 1st.
On the 1st, we ended spill.
Scott was up there.
Come on! Please!
It was windy.
Let me push the handle. Come on, let me do it. Take my picture.
I'll get her done. I'm responsible for it.
That's what it was.
It is something that we have to do. What are we? Are we going to have those lifts on it so we can shut them in the future?
Yeah, we hope so.
We hope so.
That was the plan.
I think they're supposed to be built this year.
Yeah.
Okay, this good. Winter.
Let's hope.
Because it was a problem at all three places. Yeah. The wind just kept howling.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And Bonneville Unit 11 is coming back online, too.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Portland updates. It's like the first three Munster housing.
I don't even.
Grizzly drains.
Grizzly drains.
Can I?
So keep grizzlies.
No grizzlies have been seen.
Not yet.
No.
Can we get to shoot them?
The one from the house hasn't come out yet. Yes.
What was the issue there, I guess?
That was
well, we want to get on grizzly drain. Yeah. Improved.
Yeah,
right now it's just the floor drain. It's not so good for sturgeon specifically. They get stuck on there. And
the fish throw them, so the idea is to get them replaced with better
grizzlies.
Or improved grizzlies.
Yeah,
a humpy grizzly instead of a flat grizzly.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
It's on the list.
I have to see a picture of
this. Humpback grizz.
Longer than the trash
grizz.
Okay.
Spillway hoist, I think. Didn't we get you for money coming our way for that burn?
Oh my god.
15 repair? I don't know if you got you for money for that.
Well, it's 17, really.
We can order the park pipe.
I can't comment on that because I'm not the Ufer guy.
Okay.
Who is the Ufer guy?
The Ufer guy is Matt Cutts, who is the acting deputy director of division, operations division.
Big title.
So
it was. I was told that we were.
I know you guys got a bunch of money for different things.
In fact, I thought that was one of them.
I made sure that high priority to me was the dredging.
Yeah.
Bradford Island dredging.
I can find
which
that.
Which we're awarding the contract. So.
Are they dredging you guys? About
so, what about the 15?
15 is the same one.
It's the same.
It's this complicated, confused.
It's been moved over. It was 15.
Moved. We changed the parts over. And okay. 17 out of service. 15 had to move more often.
15 right, so is less. So we moved 17.
Got 17. Right. So I don't
but
think they're going
to
take the parts
off. I think the project
back.
Still keeps it. It'll have to move back eventually.
It will,
at least from what I understand from maintenance. So it's the hoist for 15, regardless of where it's located
so
on the spillway.
They're going to take the parts and move back. 15. Yeah. Okay.
So what we don't know, regardless of where it is, we don't know if it's going to get fixed or not.
I'll find out where that UFER sits.
I can't comment to that.
I can send it to Tammy.
Sounds like next.
So,
yeah.
One of the things.
I could get it for something probably by the end of today.
One of the Bonneville issue, if we end up pushing back, Gary and I were talking about this during our little snack break, if we do end up pushing back the dewatering to October 10th, is there a way you guys could do your hydro survey since you're going to have a boat up there, that neck of the woods for the dowels? Would you consider going doing Bonneville then instead of waiting for November to do the hydro survey of the spillway?
Jake had a reason for
waiting. We can consider it, yeah.
If you have boats, that way
the
you have
contractor requested rescheduling the hydro survey work at Bonneville until the week of October 17th to give them more time to develop the one-off system being built for the undercut investigation.
So they wanted to do October 17th.
That's originally what they did. They wanted to push it off.
Originally it was September 1st.
They wanted the week of September 26th. They have now requested, which I was going to get to when we got to this MOC, they have requested the week of October 17th.
Is there a reason you want to do it sooner, Tom? Tom, is there a reason you want to get it done sooner?
It was scheduled for 3rd and 4th of October last night.
That was the dive, and the dive was for the survey work as well, but the dive will be moved to the end of October.
Okay.
But we also need divers in there to put the bulkheads in place because of the debris on the sills for dewatering Washington Shore.
Are you going to swim and check the transverse bulkheads and check?
And they have to do some work at Unit 11.
see how
that's
still,
that's over there. Going. That's not.
That's not in the spillway.
Spillway. No. So
we've already told them that they have to move the spillway down.
I just don't want concurrent. Yeah. I don't want the spillway.
Right.
Spillway out and wash the shore out at the same time.
You're talking the attraction as well.
Yeah.
So is there a problem with it in October?
No, I just hoping to get it. Originally, there was talking bumping it to November, but October is not ideal, but it'll be soon enough. I'm just saying, in case, like Lori said, if something is horrendously wrong and we need to actually try to move and do something,
well,
better to know sooner rather than later.
The issue there is ERDC needs yep. the bathymetry so that they can develop the model, mods to the model, so that we can get down there and look at those in the January time frame. Dennis, is that what it was? Something like that.
Really? Which one?
For Bonneville spillway model.
Yeah, I mean, we were wanting
to get this information. That survey has to get done so they can modify the model.
Yes.
So we can go down and develop spill patterns, and that's not until December.
It was December, January with the current schedule getting in there early October
yeah.
to get the bathymetry data back. Now, if we push it towards the end of October,
it's
going to probably put it into January or early February.
Okay. But that's kind of pushing it. That's the reason to get it done sooner rather than later is so they
yeah.
can get that model modified and get the
yeah.
work done before the season starts next year. So
yes.
For new spill patterns.
So that's a tentative January date?
Tentative January ERDC trip to look at spill patterns.
Yeah.
Because I got some opt people I'd like to attend in that. Mm-hmm. Ben Houseman.
It's actually going to be August. It was warm down there.
There is any good time to go to Mississippi. To
December's good.
October and October's beautiful.
October through April are good.
Yeah, it's like
going
back in the summer.
Tornadoes and hurricanes are fun. Gosh. Spiders and snakes.
Chickens. Anything else to talk about on that?
Corner Clutcher's closed.
Corner Clutcher's closed.
When did you guys actually, was it the 1st or the 31st?
The first. The wind was a blowing.
Yeah.
We only had a hoist.
Yeah, what's up?
It's coming.
What about the tie
coming?
Crane? Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Oh, you don't have a tie crane
either? Oh, you got it.
We have
can't
one.
Do anything. You
can't use it, but there's a lift thing with it. Can't move
it. It's got the ultralight beam on it.
It has to have an enclosure.
The cardboard beam.
The sturgeon rod to the ultralight.
The next one is just Dal's winter maintenance schedule for you to look at, and if you have any issues, get a hold of us. Bob Cordy is on the ball with his winter maintenance schedule. 325 is TSW closure at John Day.
What else does he have to do?
That was
just going to check zinc samples.
Closed on schedule.
Good job. I want a good job.
And then,
are we going to discuss the TSW sooner than the 31st in the future, or is it going to always run to the 31st?
You mean sooner as far as the
31st?
Like,
yeah.
The issue we had before?
We're in a different period.
The TSW, I'm sorry, John Day TSW?
Right.
How long to run it?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good question. We need to see the data from this year. I mean, it was kind of a toss-up
right.
as to whether it was worth even in the summer or not, so... this year, I mean, we looked at the data. Tom and I were kind of
wishy-washy
on it. I mean, it wasn't really solid.
Lawrence, you're not moving, are you?
It depends on how bad I want to get beat back to the office.
Sturgeon task group meeting is after here.
I will be calling in. I guess I'll be calling in then.
It's not worth it.
Where should we discuss the John Day at the end of the season?
Well, I'd like to get the data in hand for this season. Then we need to have a special discussion.
Oh,
good question. I think it's an operations issue.
But I read those notes where.
But the TSW?
Yeah.
I know.
I get the data, take a look at it, and see. I mean, the reason we did it this year is because it was a rollover. But
yeah.
I know.
Scott's wondering if it's worth
it. Where do we
talk about it? I'd say here.
We should have an agenda, all right.
I know you have an agenda, but you have my agenda.
Oh, God.
Just read
6.3
for a second.
I did not request it.
You almost certainly
did. Oh, I did, didn't I? Damn it.
Are you
going to
request it for after October?
Don't ever question. October is a much better date than quarter.
Oh my God.
We've covered enough.
We've got video. We've got
video. I'm going to start doing video.
Just had to throw that out
just
there.
Looking through here.
I looked at her, actually. I didn't see my name or any actual items. Wow.
Check for that one.
Did check under her.
There's a little camera here right on the back of the computer.
Let's get right into SA 24 at Bonneville, which was an add-on. You guys don't have it on your agenda, but Bonneville.
I just had a question about it. They're pretty much done, but they're to the point now where they need to test it.
What is it?
What is SA 24?
I'm sorry. It's the board that controls firehouse to entrance gates.
Fishway,
basically, and it's been in manual for
ever.
Years.
A couple years now.
So it's been quite a project. But it's done pretty much.
I was wondering if they were actually doing anything. I went over there the other day, and there's like nothing in the board. There's just holes.
Right.
It's like, okay.
It was scary looking happening. In there for a while. But no, apparently it's done, and they called, and they wanted to test it. And I said, no, I can't test it. But I said I would bring it here and see what was acceptable. Because they can just sort of pulse everything to see that there's a reaction and put it right back.
Right.
Which they kind of need to do before they just return it to service, which they would like to do. Obviously,
sure,
we all
work.
Want it.
Yeah.
8 o'clock
tonight.
Well, I don't think it won't even take the latter out of criteria for them to be able to say, yeah, it's starting to move up, stop, go back to where it was.
Well, they can do that. Yeah.
Is that all right for them to do for now?
Yeah.
They'll want to do a more thorough test.
This operates all the diffusers?
This operates, it adjusts
all the diffusers, gates, conduit pressure, measures head.
It's basically the everything you know or adjust for the adult fishway, but yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, we're running split operations.
Yeah,
we got eight entrances, going technically
right now.
I don't see a problem because if it starts to go gunny sacks on, you just go back to manual and we're back where we were.
Right.
Yeah.
Which fishway is this?
Firehouse 2.
Washington Shore Ladder.
Okay.
Yeah, let's
and then
find out. Yeah, that'd be great.
Once it's better timing, they wanted to be able to get it done before the end of the fiscal year and have it back.
Whenever they want.
Okay.
Whenever they want to do it, that'd be great to get it back and running. Okay. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. It's a good step forward. So. Yeah.
That's all I have.
Okay. Let's go into 3-3 research updates.
Anything?
Nope.
Nothing.
Those are my research updates.
Okay. Well, do you have anything?
No, other than, I'll do quickly, one little thing, quick SRWG comments. You know, 2 weeks ago we had SRWG for, one pager and pre-proposal review. Mm-hmm. Comments are due back by tonight.
Tomorrow.
So if you do have any comments, if you can't get all your comments done, please just let Brad and Eric know.
I'm shooting a video, half my crew is up at AFS right now, so I'm waiting for them to get back to me with my comments.
So just at least send Brad or Derek a note saying, hey, we do have comments. They're coming, but...
You've got our comments.
Yes, we do. So Fish and Wildlife Service is coming.
Are you commenting?
If there is any.
Your bull trout comments, come on.
Right, okay. All right. That's my update. Thank you.
Sure thing. RCC?
STP forecast.
You sent out two yesterday.
What's that?
You sent out two yesterday. I appreciated that.
Well, the second one had more information.
Oh, no. Better.
Some print on the page.
Lower Granite, day one, which would be today, 40 KCFS inflows on the 12th, dropping down to 37.5. And on the 15th, day one of the run is 40 KCFS, day five of the run, 37.5, and day 10, 37.3. So a gradual recession. Priest Rapids, day one, 108, day five, 77, and day 10, 76. And Bonneville, day one, 138, day five, 121, and day 10, 121. Have questions?
You know the door shed numbers, do you?
I can pull them up if you'd like.
Elevation.
Elevation.
Yeah.
What day would you be looking for?
You want to when you get
15-20
would be 20 September.
19th or something.
The current target for Dorshak is 15-20.
Because I haven't talked to Steve on that yet. 20 September. Okay.
Thanks.
Got anything from Bonneville?
No, I think everything's still the same for transmission outages. We're looking at getting some replacement bushings. That's on the horizon.
Okay.
Burning power lines.
Replacement bushings, and these are for Snake River Projects and John Day.
Yeah. The ones that we use this year. We took out one of
them. We don't have any spares.
Okay. At Bonneville?
Just talk about that.
What's long-range forecasting saying for this weather?
I just read that it says officially NOAA has said just now La Nina. La Nina alert.
Well, they've been saying that because they had two of them. One was saying La Nina, one was saying ESO neutral. Now they're both saying La Nina?
Yes.
Wow.
Just
not looking good for Texas. My roofing project. This winter. If you want a roof, I'd be out there roofing right about now.
I'm not. I'm loafing. This is the week.
Roof in the winter. No.
All right, coordination forms.
You're going to be buying a lot of tarp.
Tammy would like you guys to finalize this Bonneville Hydro Survey. Dates okay?
Which ones?
October
17th?
17th.
For Bonneville.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Okay. Done.
And then the dive post.
The dive will be the 30th. We'll try and get it about the same time as John Day's dive, so the 31st of October.
Okay.
Skipping down to John Day, Main Unit 1 trash rack repair.
That would be the one where that's the one where we need the divers to come in and pull out the trash. So we have moved it from the middle of October to October.
That's the end.
There you go.
That's our only concern.
And John Day South Fish Turbine outage in January 2012.
So there was a dual outage approved to be 9 through 30 January. That was approved earlier this year. Now they would like to move that outage from 23 January to 3 or 6 February. So they're just shifting the outage, not extending it or anything like that.
I know, just shifting it the wrong way.
Yep.
Yeah, there is that.
Yes, there is.
So it's a week into February, and...
A week into February?
A week
this is new.
February.
It came out. Just okay, I missed that, because the last I heard it was January 1 through the third week of January.
I believe the PDT has been working... I can pull up the...
Oh, don't. Just tell us what this is again, and that we won an argument.
So it was approved for 9 January through 30 January, and now they would like it to be 23 January through 6 February.
You said March.
So they want 6 days of February is what they're basically saying.
23 January to 3 February.
6 February. I just got me like
this. So yeah, this is a lot worse than I thought it was. I thought it was 1 January through the third week.
Of January.
The overlap. This is the overlapping.
So the overlap is now going to be January.
Into February.
Now. Well, January 6th, because it was originally going to be January 31st. So they're only getting 6 days more, if I'm reading the dates right.
So
they're not starting until the 23rd.
It's going to be 3 weeks, 9 through 30 January. Still 3 weeks, just 23 January through 6 February.
So it's not the 3 weeks that's the concern, it's when.
It's the date, right. So if
I
just let you know what you
Why do we need to bump it back? What was the reason for bumping it back? They didn't want to give up Christmas?
And
New Year's is important?
It's part of the 100-day test. They want to run it for at least 100 days and run pump 3-6 weeks to make sure there are no deficiencies before.
It's the contractor's schedule.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
This one was a little confusing for me because I forgot all sorts of things. But basically, the contractor has requested that it not come back But the fish pump doesn't come back until after the 31st of January. No, all you'll see in your change form is a shift in the 3-week dual outage.
How soon do you need them to
open? They would like it, of course, as soon as possible.
Sounds like we have to answer a few more of their questions before they can give us some feedback. So
right. Let me know what your questions are, and I will take that back to them.
Well, the question is why?
Why the movement?
Why?
Well,
why
the contractor has requested the outage.
Why?
But if you say no, what happens?
I mean, he needs to have a reason. Is what's the reason? Because he's testing.
He's going to Mexico.
Yeah, going on a vacation in the middle of this or what? Sound like you.
You did that well.
The contractor has identified several additional items that he recommends be repaired, and our design team agrees with those recommendations. This additional work could potentially push the completion date back 1 month, which pushes the completion of the contract into 28 March, which isn't necessarily going to require the fishway be out.
I hope so.
That's the March work.
Right. So what the contractor was going to install Unit 3 during that dual outage, and now they would like that outage moved so the contractor can install fish pump 3. But they're working with the contractor to explore accelerating his schedule so they can stay within the original coordinated outage, but if he can't, then you just need to know what the concerns are and the feelings are of moving that outage. And
that's what I was going to say.
So the 3-week outage, that was an extra week that the Corps added on as that buffer week. The contractor figured he could do the work in 2 weeks, but the PDT was a little leery as to whether or not that could be done. So that's why it's 3 weeks now. And this email that I got from Jay Dallas, I think he's the tech lead.
No.
The contractor thinks he can do it in 1 week.
Really?
I'm not sure how comfortable they are with that.
Let's just keep it right now at the same schedule.
Well, that's fine. We can tell them that it can't be moved.
I don't. What are the data say?
It'd be a fish count.
Wouldn't that be nice? You do have RT information. Has anybody looked at that?
Exactly, sent out. So no, I haven't been able to get any.
What's Miro doing?
What?
Okay.
Oh, we can do that. We'll have those guys look at it.
I can do it, but I don't know why I'd be doing it.
We're going to look at the data. The
difference right now is to not move, give some data to explain why it would be no impact to move, and also I'd be kind of curious, like, what, I mean, they're doing some repairs, these repairs critical, yada, yada, yada.
Understand.
Just as long as it's not the same contractors, we're kind of the Morrison Bridge, you guys will be fine.
Yeah, jeez, never gets done.
Is it up?
So right now, the tentative plan is no later than the 30th unless we see some.
Yeah, even the 30th is getting late, I think.
It's a tarp.
It's a holy tarp.
Holy got burned through.
I don't know where Oregon is, but I was suspecting they might be a little worried about
this. On this one, I'll bring it back.
They're not at the table, so.
Who cares about stealing? We'll probably have to
It'll be the MOC that will be updated.
So look for an MOC coming out.
Another one on this one.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the additional information request.
Thank you.
Analysis from Miro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I guess right now, based on what Tammy said, I'm anticipating a 2-week outage.
Yep.
Just stick with 3 weeks.
Stick with what it was, what we coordinated before, unless they have.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers crossed.
A huge, good reason for not.
All right.
Okay, this is the one from John Day.
Okay, McNary model validation. What's up with that?
As I explained earlier, that one went on. That one's completed. That shouldn't have been on the list.
That was done, yeah. Cross it off.
Cross it off.
Scratch.
What about Goose?
Little Goose is going to plan on doing a model validation here at the end of this month. Same type of thing that McNary's doing. In coordination. That's a different issue. It's not on the table. Your coordination issues are right, the paper is right here in the packet. They want to do the work during the daytime period, somewhere right after adult fish passage peak for the day. But that's, yeah, and that's going to be one unit's going to be out of service for the day. And then the next unit, the next day, and all the way down the line until it's completed.
What is it?
It's a
Wechner
model validation. It's the Little Goose.
Okay, it's under Wechner.
Yeah, it's under Wechner.
Is this the same thing that McNary just completed?
It's pretty much the same thing, but it's a different type of unit. It's got a little bit different time on it. The times are listed where it's going to be in and out of 1% load.
Right, but every unit has to have this happen to it.
Right. Yeah, every unit has to have this happen to it.
We almost need to have like a blank thing that accommodates it.
So do we have like a schedule of all the units that have been done over the past time? Who's that, Don Faulkner?
Yeah. Somebody does have it, but I have no idea who's correct.
Yeah. Let's try to track that down.
One unit at a time, six units, but you've only got 5 days scheduled.
I saw that. Now, you know, the thing is, some of these units, they can probably start on one, part of one, later on in the day. It's a six-hour-long process. Maybe they can back
it
up.
So it's not a whole-day process for each unit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's only outside of 1% for not even the whole time. So.
Right. I mean, the times are listed right there in the coordination.
Well, what about no load? Isn't that out of criteria?
That's no load. That's out of criteria. So it's going to be out of load, out of criteria for that period of time.
As well
during
as
the testing.
As well and as above, outside of the 1%.
Right.
When it is operating.
Mm-hmm.
That's outside of 1%.
Right. All that's going to be at outside 1%.
Greg, something we'll have to factor in the future is there's new requirements for how quickly units can be taken out of service. Like this request that we made this week to shut the power off down McNary. Mm-hmm. It normally takes 3 days now. There's a new stuff going in.
Oh, really?
Instead of just letting you treat the soul like John Day is John Day, we're treating each unit like it's its own plant. In the transmission
model. Well, that'll make things easier for you, won't it?
Exactly. So sometimes these nowadays,
still,
windows are going to have to get longer just because if you're done one day, you can't just start the next one because you haven't coordinated because you got done early.
And that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You're the federal government. You're here to help, aren't you?
Yeah.
Excellent.
So I'm, of course, so that's work through all of how that's going to work, but it's likely going to extend periods of time when we have to have work like this. When you said it's 5 days, it might be 8 days.
It might be 8 days. Oh, my goodness.
Right, it's not a good thing, but it's
kind of. So, Homeland Security comes
into play. Is this a Homeland Security issue?
It's a not manipulating the market and being able to have an unfair advantage of taking units out to screw the transmission system like they did in 2000. So it's taking 12 years to catch up with the
2001.
Jeez.
I'm glad that that's the most critical thing they've been working on.
Good work.
Well, that's very interesting. They all know about that up there. Well, Faulkner would know about it.
They know about it. It's incredibly annoying. It's real.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm just curious. This is the every 5 year requirement, right?
Exactly.
So what is date specific about September? Is it has to be done within a calendar year or a fiscal year, or is there a better
time? They all have to be certified by the end of the year. All units have to be served by the end of the year.
Okay.
These are the last six that have to be done in Walla Walla District.
Dave, by the next FPOM, we're hoping to get a list of what's been done and when, and then answer that question as to what seasons it can occur in.
Okay.
It may be a weather, like with the old testing, you can't do
right. I just wondered if it was.
So we'll try to explore what the testing requires.
This is what we did at McNary, right? What you're talking about?
Yes.
Two things. Mm-hmm. One, when you're talking about outside of peak efficiency operation, spin no load or speed no load is that. So you when you add that up, add up those 200 hours or whatever they are, they're outside.
And the other side of that, I'm wondering if it wouldn't be better to do this during the spill season if possible, just because you have a lot of fish going a different route than your powerhouse. Now, Bill and I haven't talked about this much, but that was the one thing that I mentioned.
You mentioned that?
In McNary was I'd rather see it happen in August than in early September, because there's not that many fish moving, but at least you've got a huge bunch of them going through the alternative route, so you don't have them going through the turbine units. And most of these fish, a lot of these, probably half of them.
Okay, good. So,
I don't know the guidance, Bill.
That's has pretty low guidance, and
so that, but I'm talking more in the general sense of all these things. You know, when you're trying to set them up for 8 days or whatever.
This with all nine dams,
right? We need to have some kind of SOP established, and
right. So we should work through
once
that.
Once every 5 years, we should be able to put a schedule down that looks far out into the future.
They're
doing it right now without any of our input. So this is our opportunity that we got to heads up that it has to happen every 5 years to give some input to say this is where it would fit in from a fisheries standpoint.
Right. I think that that's, you know, just
and
to minimize
your thought on the
risk
schedule thing. Yeah, they are trying to develop some sort of a schedule in the Walla Walla District on these things that come out of the blue. But, you know, all of a sudden, these things do come out of the blue, and there's no way you can come at it.
Are these,
but now that we know this is going on, we're going to have a better handle on it.
No, is this one power plant two a year on a rotational schedule?
No, everyone has to be done every 5 years, every unit.
Yeah.
If it could be done such that every unit does every 5 years, but then, okay.
I think there's a contractor crew availability thing on this also that's way.
How many at a time? Can you do all at once or one at a time? I mean, all this stuff.
Yeah. Last year at McNary. We didn't know it. We didn't even know it.
Right.
So.
And you know, up until now, I only thought they were going to go out there 30 minutes, but now we're, you know, revealing the McNary situation. We went out of 1% for 3.5 hours.
Right.
And so.
But we had testing going on outside of 1% last year, so they probably did it then.
Yeah, they did that.
Not the bottom side, but the outside. They could covered us on units. But it's something that now we're aware of.
Speed no load is really bad. I mean, you don't put a lot of flow through it, but it's really a bad condition for fish. Yeah. So. Okay. But, you know, this, we could maybe plan this a little better if we had a chance. I don't know how often it's going to occur. I mean, I know every 5 years, I know that, but I don't know if you can do one a year, one power plant a year. Do you have to do every power plant?
You know, we have a WECNERC person in our tech ops branch.
That's what they are, WECNERC.
They are, and I'm sure you have one too, so maybe we can have Bob come and give a quick presentation and a schedule.
Well, maybe we can talk through it.
You know,
yeah, we can talk through it.
Not just a dog and pony. That's a crazy thing out there that I don't even pay attention to, but I should.
Well, I don't think this is a huge impact, but it's something that we could do a little better.
They have a lot of requirements.
Right, but we need to
have a what?
They have a lot of requirements on testing and reporting.
But we need to have an inroad to it, and this gives us a great opportunity to start putting our nose into it and saying, well, wait a minute, don't just ignore this.
Right.
So let's take it as
a lot of requirements for fish, too, so if we can work together, then we can come up with a win-win.
Oh, my.
Win-win.
Less.
Wine to win?
It'll be a win less.
Okay.
I'm sure this is a win-win, but
I knew there was something coming.
So, final decision.
A win less screw.
We're from.
Bill?
You guys got to have some.
We never win.
Bill's got a thumb up.
Okay. From the sideways. I'm not going to scream against you, but we'd like this would be better later in the year, but
good luck.
Go with it.
Okay. Dave?
What?
WECNERC?
Yes.
We got to get WECNERC all good for you?
I've been called worse.
Okay. Thank you, guys. What's next?
Fish County.
Had that discussion.
Task group updates, AFS mods.
They're installed.
Yeah,
that, we need to have some more discussions about that tank.
Have you been out there yet, Mr. Lawrence?
I have not seen, I've seen in the drive, not seen in the operation.
You got to go out there and see it.
I don't like the way that net works in there. That
you
needs
like
to be,
I
needs to be modified.
I wasn't keen on the net either.
And I think
it's a good tank.
John and Jeff heard the issues, so.
Yeah.
I think it makes a more rigid net system.
I was watching, and they're, fish kind of get
some time in October
wrapped up in that.
Sounds like. Thanks.
And we did lose a fish in there, at least one.
I'm waiting for it to come back.
I was waiting for
it. In what form?
Yeah.
Splat.
So, yeah, there's some...
There's always tweaks, but yeah.
Yeah, there's some tweaks. I mean, they got it in there. It's a nice tank, and just needs to get tweaked a little bit.
Fine.
All right. HSS inspections still need to be occurred there.
The rest of what Byrne wrote here was sort of an up yours, I think, beyond, you know, for
the
AFF.
The up yours comments on that, you know, I'm not very appreciative there, Byrne.
Yeah, I really appreciate the up yours.
What's that?
You've got it written in here. It's pretty well. Yeah.
Oh, really? It's pretty cool.
It was the email that you sent.
Roll it up and stick it in your ears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Now you know where I get my diploma.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know where that came from.
If you want to change, pay for it.
That foot was so far off someone's butt, and I think they tasted the sweat off the back of your knee.
Well, I haven't heard any of
the back of
the
knee. Thanks, Byrne.
Thanks for putting that in there.
Yeah, I see Byrne's like sensitivity training that's coming through well.
Yeah.
I see Byrne.
Yeah, well written.
I've passed this on to my policy folks, as you suggested.
Yeah, I forward on to my policy folks.
Add it to it.
I don't know yet.
Same with ours. They're gone, huh?
Who is your policy folks?
Rob. And then he sends it out to disseminate to the rest of the crowd.
I mean, at some point, I mean, the core is right in that you don't have a lot of future work for that, but at the same time, it's your facility and it's being used heavily, so.
Well, and we say we're not going to use it, but.
You know, you guys, I wish you just put a padlock on it.
I wish I never fixed the roof.
Yeah, just let it cave in and,
you know. I did.
Yeah, every time we say we're not going to use it, though, then we go RT. We do all these crazy RT studies, so.
Well, that, yeah. We have a lot of them on. Scheduled for this year, don't
we? Yes,
we
do.
I said no to every one of
them.
But
I did too. But for 2012, we're definitely back in school.
There. Yeah.
13. Yeah.
Well, it's on that wish list that's going to Congress.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's money for.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. All kinds of fun stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's I think that's where it's going to be, is the wish list. We just have to.
Don't deal with it. I can't. We're going to do our teamwork. As it's we're going to.
Not too happy with the way that's being used.
Well, it'll be interesting what the inspection for this structural steel looks like. That might shed some light and open some eyes and start pushing it a little bit. I can't really do much.
Right.
I can put in my budget every year.
I know. Well, Rock, this is above you at this point. It's division.
I put it above you there. For you guys to put it above you.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Okay.
So the only thing on Sturgeon Task Force.
Sturgeon Task Force group update.
The only thing I had was, because we talked about some.
Requested to meet.
See, I'll take care
you
of it right
have
now.
It now.
Oh, okay,
you're
right.
Right
until
now.
Later.
That's good.
Yeah, I was going to say super quick. Because all we do is we talk about maybe doing some dive work if necessary, some acoustic work on Sturgeon, doing stuff earlier. Is that feasible for this coming year so you don't have a nightmare of dewatering Sturgeon?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, me and Bjorn were just talking yesterday. They got their Gidson that FFU has freed up yesterday. So I went out there and we'll put... We got to do a little fall protection anchors and stuff so they can safely install it, but we're going to put it right there at the V Ranch entrance. It's already got a trolley pipe that we had the acoustic deterrents on. Actually, still have the acoustic deterrents on, so hopefully they'll come out. But yeah, we'll put it down there and then just leave it and monitor it.
And see when sturgeon are coming in, if they are. Because, I mean, the only thing we might get bailed this year is hopefully by dewatering it early this year, maybe the sturgeon will be in there.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Find out. This thing has a pan. Capability, so it should be able to go from the entrance back towards the fish elevators and all that. So we'll see what we can see. Mm-hmm. And for what it's worth, in a less productive update, we were working with this company to get a new tank for salvage.
Yeah,
and working with them for months, actually, back and forth, drawings exchanged, you know, input from our structural crew and whatnot. And then they call us to tell us that their regular off the shelf work was keeping them plenty busy. They're not going to do any custom work. So
thank you very
okay.
much.
Thank you for the wasted.
Wow.
So we're still going to do that.
That strong that they can just.
I was stunned, actually. They're very nice, but they just, they said
we're too busy. You don't have time to do it.
Yeah.
Go to the CritFic tank and look at it and get their specs. They get a little www.critfic.com. tankbuilding.com.
Okay. I thought you meant actually that it was big enough for it to use.
Just pull it out, they'll never notice. They were a Tanko.
Jeff Fryer.
I'd be more Whitaker.
Yeah, right? And we have, actually, the people were nice. They actually gave us the name of a couple competitors and said, these folks might do it. Maybe.
Too busy.
But that's about all that's going on.
Okay.
What's the HSS inspection?
I don't even know. It's a hydraulic steel structure, but I don't know.
Structure steel.
It's health and safety and suffering.
I was trying to write up the possible.
What's that in reference to?
The all the metal below under the grating.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Well, the AFF.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you guys, that was one thing I said. It's like,
we're gonna inspect it when it's dewatered and.
See how bad it is.
I mean, who knows what's down in there? I don't think it's been inspected for a while.
So it's a structural inspection.
Yeah, structural steel.
Okay, I didn't know what the acronym HSS was. Yes.
Obviously, nobody else does either.
Well, I know what it is. I know what it is.
What is it?
I know what it is. Hydraulic structural steel.
Oh, okay.
For the bulkhead inspections, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, safety inspections.
Hydraulic structured steel.
Hydraulic structured steel inspections. I'd be done by.
You get the prize.
And once you guys get that back, we'll talk about what needs to be done and if other mods are feasible at that time.
Un aplomb.
All right, change forms. Let's keep going. Let's do it all. It's going to be the best meeting ever.
You've got me literally. I'm already in trouble.
So you've been demoted to
my office because there's memos that were due, and I unfortunately got 15,000 change form requests to my memo.
Just this one of Goose, the vertical barrier screen operating guide.
Who do you send these memos to?
Commission.
Instead of doing a video,
tell them I'll review
the people that signed my checks.
Okay, because I haven't seen
it. There you go.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Those
okay.
are the only ones that have leverage.
Okay,
exactly.
Yeah, well, we're going to bypass.
Well, I can see where they sit. You're standing here instead of there.
Because we haven't even gotten an email yet, so I haven't.
I gotta
see you, Bill.
Oh, okay.
So we have these two change forms to go over. Let's go over these two.
Well, the first one here is Little Goose's one, and Bill says he wants to delay it.
You want to delay it?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I want the time to review it.
Okay. Yeah. But basically, it's just for a new operating procedure for inspecting ESBSs. They've installed a new electrical monitoring system there. And he gives the reasons why he wants to do the changes there. And
so, can we push this off
until the next time? And we'll push it off until the next time. So, please review this for next time.
Okay. So, just let me clarify, is the stuff in red new stuff and everything else is old stuff?
Yeah, that's the changes he's want to put into the FPP. And the reasons for it is a little bit further down.
Yeah. Bill, are we going to put in a change form for Lomo spill stuff sometime? When are we going to be thinking about that?
That'd be good to have.
Before the Derek was asking about that, too. I think probably after we do a early trip, is that the plan?
That was what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not attached.
And I don't know who's coordinated the early trip.
Okay.
Tim did that last year, right?
Yeah, I was just saying that if we're going to get a change form in before the FPP change, we should be doing this sooner rather than later.
And good to have it before the FPP season. Exactly. I mean, in January. Before January.
Exactly.
So that's a do-out.
Who's coordinating this?
To go back and ask who's coordinating it and try to get it rolling. Is that kind of what you're asking here?
For low mo for thinking about a hybrid plan.
Ryan.
Maybe Ryan. Yeah.
Who's doing low mo?
I would think, Ryan's doing low mo and McNary.
That's right.
So to do the low mo spill change, we need to do an ERDIC trip and then bring the results back here.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's one to check out.
We don't want to let it roll any longer because it'll just
it'll roll.
We're getting past the 100 degree days now, so maybe Ryan
Derek asked me about that in an email too. So.
And
I guess it's in Ryan's.
7.2 is the dewatering guide, and we can cut that one out. We just talked about it earlier, Tammy.
I said
7.2, change form there. We talked about it earlier. So that one's completed.
It's January.
We'll
have to do a do out for Gary.
So we already did the other change form.
Correct.
You have a do out on that. kind of wraps it up, but is there, besides the January Bonneville RE trip, what else is kind of lined up?
There's a LOMO. There's talk of trying to do a LOMO spill pattern trip.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, that's what they're just talking about sooner rather than later.
Wasn't there another trip for McNary in
there's the
November?
McNary. Yeah, they're trying to skip. Well, but they've set up some new dates now. Well, I can't watch another
one. They used some October dates.
Last week of October.
Last week of October, but then there's also a couple weeks in November. I think
mid-November. That's like the McNary entrance for Lamprey is mid-November.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking them to do anyway.
And oh, it's you that was doing that.
Yeah, because I got to go down there in the end of October for
Turbin?
Yeah, Ice Harbor Turbin.
Yes, it's got to be Turbin. Oh, yeah, that's not on my list.
Is that going to be finalized?
Yeah, we're going to Pennsylvania for Ice Harbor Turbin. And, oh, wait a minute, maybe that's October. I'm losing track. I got to be down there like three times in the next
couple months.
Just on the story of your life.
It really seems like it.
This year.
Goals.
I'm going to start calling Dr. Turbin. So the only ones that really affect FPOM will be the Bonneville spill one and the Lomo spill one and the Canary. I guess McNary actually.
There's the closure gate issue too for McNary.
Do you know the dates for those?
They're still setting them up.
Okay.
They just had a doodle pull off for the McNary Lamprey one. Dennis is saying we may get the Bonneville one, may get pushed back because if they don't get the, depends when they get the bathymetry data, and then the Lomo, I think it's kind of like, oh.
We better do it.
Yeah. It needs to get scheduled.
All those
so.
Have to get done before the FPP for next year.
Well, what's right? Think?
Long before February.
We could probably do Bonneville and Lomo
before
at the same
February.
Time.
That'd be good.
We could probably lump Bonneville and Lomo at the same time. So, I mean, spill pattern develop on both these projects is not going to be rocket science, and they're not that far apart.
I think we can do them both in a week.
Where's Long Island? Oh, no, they don't have that
far.
No. Short walk.
Yep.
Short walk.
Okay. What's this Bonneville ITS gate settings for Celts? What's that?
Is that, are you actually going to be able to do it? ITS settings for Celts?
8.1?
Are you guys going to be fully automated so you'll have more than 6 inches going over the top of them for Celts?
This was because Gary had wanted to discuss the settings for Celts and whether or not the settings that we currently have are appropriate for Celt passage in the winter at Powerhouse 1.
Right.
So it's a potential change form. That's why it's on the potential change form list.
Is that a potential
Gary
change form? Oh, it's potential change
form. We never usually talk about this.
Yeah, I know.
This is the first time. So you see, this is potentially the first time.
Is this a new one?
I missed potential.
Let's just call it in the queue.
They're there because you guys say, well, we may need to change the FPP on this, so I keep track of it. And then you come back at me months later going, what are you talking about?
I have no idea. I didn't then. Why should I now?
If you just randomly say that should be a change form or change form.
Like, that's Bonneville, whatever.
Better qualify it.
Why the hell would you want to change it now?
6 inches has been plenty.
Yeah, exactly. How about 3?
Yeah, I know.
I thought this was something Scott was throwing out there. One gate. All you really need is one gate.
One gate, maybe 6 inches, 8 inches death match will be cool.
You're learning.
Yeah, we
really
know.
Sucks
years of meetings.
Why is that on here? Oh,
that's like me in this. That's like me in the sturgeon one. Like I didn't realize how crap I
not
did.
Me.
Yeah, you really gotta watch what you say because I will notice.
Yeah,
she listens to the tape.
Where's that tape recorder?
I tell you,
I'm just gonna break this thing.
I tell you, you must get a lot of sleep that you're done at your office listening to that thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing the battery ran out on it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So no.
All right. Well, I think we did it.
We're done.
Another
done
fun FPOM meeting.
Yeah,
nice. We made it through spill without too many hits.
Yeah.
Only lost a couple of gradients at Bonneville. I mean, geez, come on.
A couple of fish here and there.
I will say, congrats, Ben. You guys did a great job getting that system dewatered and put back up in time.
That was fast. Yeah.
That was good work.
Sockeye dewatering took care of that.
Yeah.
Vern was there.
Yep.
Bloody knees.
Stop working his magic.
That's like right.
Some opportunities coming up.
I'll tell you what, though, that Andy guy, holy smokes, he's like a friggin' monkey. He's going up and over the diffuser. I'm just like, oh, God!
He weighs a little less, and he's taller.
I'm like,
Burns going, hi, he's going, Burns goes, hey, one of my employees, get down here so I can step on you.
And there's actually another guy, one of the crane, the riggers, who's kind of chunky
as soon as possible so he could back
to the car. I was like, can you just get on your knee?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, you need someone with a ladder. Get down here so I can step on your shoulders.
One guy over anyway.
Okay, good. Yeah, make sure the vision knows.
Without a climber, and he's like, you know, 140 pounds.
Doug had the outside going.
That thing is up here.
Yeah, well, he's that's not what? The problem. Supposed to be 6 foot something. And
yeah, that's not the problem. It's called the extra mass.
The mass and the lack of muscle.
Yeah, that.
So you weren't here 10 years ago. I might have been able to.
No ladder.
I'm gonna give it a try.
No,
just pulling up.
So Gary,
just jumping up.
I suggest we should probably look at the depth thing and make sure that.
It's like
I think you want to get a minimum depth.
No,
say no less than half.
Well, the thing I was thinking, it's good to have the unit one openings are set, but I don't know that we need six A or whatever. Six A is open, and then 10 is open. 10 A.
Now six is just on the side of the wing wall, right?
Yeah, the wing wall. It's just the seven. The wing wall is between 6 and 7.
Yep.
So it's so you got opening.
One.
And I'm wondering, would you compress a couple of those in the one finger?
Well, of course, then do we want to set a minimum? Say, like, we want to have at least, if you're going to have it open at least a minimum.
As much as possible.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
Because maybe that's thinking that maybe, you know, for, I don't know.
Because, I mean, having something open 6-8 inches, that's really
no, that's
nothing.
Not working. But they're all open about 2.5 feet now.
Yeah, now. But we've had that problem in the past. Do you think we've got that solved?
Are they automated?
The automated gauge are
supposed to be.
Or they should be. They have
supposed to be.
Well, I know they were supposed to be. But
it's probably okay. I just don't know if they want more depth.
Just timing.
Which one specifically, for a steelhead or for
fall? Fall Chinook mostly. I mean, steelhead have a little more time, but the fall Chinook right now, they're just coming through. I mean, it's like, I think they're going to be pushed back. Normally,
I know.
That time of September, fall Chinook is dropping.
I told the person for feedback on that one a little bit.
Hey, Tom.
I don't like
the
thing you want to talk. Say the truth. All right, well,
who does?
Right, you know, I looked at that passage chart.
Who wants to talk?
Out with, I said, late in the day.
What do you want?
Okay. Well, your email, Kenny.
All right, thank you.
I have a new direction.
Well, something, I just got frustrated.
Research this year, I'm suggesting they do hydroacoustic monitoring rather than releasing kelp from the river. Just hydroacoustically monitor Bonneville and get the whole rest of the study. I mean, if you want to do the whole rest of the study some year, that's fine.
Yeah, no. I was the same way. I mean, that whole, like, let's tag it the snake, let's tag it. Gosh, guys, it's a lot of craziness going on.
It's
there.
A lot of craziness.
I was torn the point. Right. It's just like, where'd you use Dixon or split beam?
I would turn loose, what's his name? Fatline. Come on.
With a Dixon?
Good job.
No question.
Well, he did both. It was Ditson and Hydra. In fact, there was very little Ditson. It was all hydroacoustic with a little Ditson look here and there.
Yeah, some of the concerns is like, our really big concern is like how well fish
approach.
We're probably going to find their fish are using it. The question is how long do they lollygag out there before they actually use it? That's really the burning question. That's the reason the active tag makes some sense. Because you find like, these fish sat out for 2 days before they ended up passing.
That's true.
So that's really the million-dollar question of, is that... And another question is, like, would we have both entrances open at the same time? Because that's really the test you want to have. Because you want to have the corner closed open, the fire hustle, and the sluice bay open, and say, yeah, when fish are coming down at that time. Because the problem is, if you start turning one on, turn it off. Well, you don't have to. You can just leave the corner closed. Just
put the corner closed. There's no traction for it, so its efficiency may not be very...
Well, all you do is you say...
So those that went there.
Yeah, exactly. Put your entrance gate or wherever you want in there just so once fish are in there, they're in there. It's like, okay, once the fish is in there, boom, it's still not a great test because you don't have the powerhouse on and that kind of stuff. But it would say, like, if you got a killer exactly like it, they're going to find them pretty quick. And if they like it, they're going to go through quick. If they don't like it, they're going to sit there while they get regardless. That would be the most sensible test to me of doing that. Because that's really what our question is, like, okay, we can buy using the Swiss way now, but we want to make sure it's also going to effectively and efficiently
as effective as the other one.
Exactly.
And you're right. The delay is one thing that we wouldn't get. I was just thinking, just looking at the numbers and seeing how efficient.
I mean, the only problem. I mean,
you have to look at powerhouse. You have to look. You'd have to look. Well, like they did at the canals, they did the whole damn thing. Every unit and the surface. And compare and get a ratio for both powerhouses. You could do that with hydroacoustics, but you don't get the delay. But what I was thinking was, let's do this before we mess around with sluice gates. We can just do that, and if we see that there's an issue, we can adjust the sluice gates.
And also, I guess if we find out that we're getting a lot of fish just ignoring the sluice way or going on turbines and all that kind of stuff.
Then we go back to our house too.
Yeah, we could always come in and always do an active tag study later.
We could.
Yeah. And that's the only thing
we don't know about the delay. You're right.
Yeah, we also don't know, like, you don't have a starting population.
You don't have the problem. No, you just know one divided by the other. That's all you know.
You might have a whole bunch of killers circling around.
Sure, you never know that. They never made it. They all died in the Fort Vail. But I don't think they will. I think they'll go through one route or the other, and I think we'll get that. Combine that with our maybe if we get this study for adult survival from turbines. That's the other piece I didn't know. That was a big guess for me when I did that analysis.
Oh, yeah, you find that adult survival from turbines sucks,
which I assume it does. I mean, I think it's a safe assumption, but, you know, those guys can always say, well, you don't know.
You know, turbines can be good for adults.
Yeah? Yeah, really?
Not good for steelhead juveniles.
Strike analysis wouldn't suggest it's good.
Yeah, I know. Our fish with the worst survival are steelhead, which are the biggest. So you think you'd have killed? Likely.
Not likely.
They
can't
do it there. Continue.
Right. Especially when they're not in great condition. Start with them. They're a little weak.
It's one thing, like, I would say if funding was tight, the active tag kelp work would be low priority. If we have a buttload of money, then I'd say do it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of
a problem with that.
That's kind of the strategy I was going to go with. I was going to say, hey, this one is like, if we've got the money, the resource, the time, and stuff, sure. But let's not.
Kill the damn other adult studies. They don't need to go on this bird stuff.
There's no reason for the other adults. What bird should
I know Alan, you know, bless his heart, doing a good job, but when I look at all those, I call it bloat, the birds, you know, the inland avian and the estuary work.
What is it, the additional monitoring or what?
Yeah, they were looking at just too broad an area, I think. They wanted to do some surveys, entire West Coast surveys.
Well, they want to do satellite stuff.
Satellites.
Still need satellites. That's
and they want to do listed stocks, fish, you know, like Tui, or not Tui, but what's the Warner Chubb or whatever, and that kind of work. And it's like, no. You can get money from somebody else, that's fine, get it from him, but don't, you know, it's just too much stuff. There's stuff that we need to get done, and it needs to get, you know.
No, there's still, I see, at least 60-70% of it still needs to get done. But there's about 30% of it is like, you may not.
My comment was, a bit full of bloat. Let's have a sidebar discussion about this somewhere. Just really go through what we need.
If we get a $136 million budget and we decide we don't want to do the performance testing next year,
we got a buttload of money.
That's why I'm saying maybe we should get this hydrocarbon data. And like, hey, let's say we're doing a spillway improvement at Bonneville. Let's go pour some concrete. It's an improvement. We're not fixing what we've got.
Where'd that money go? I don't know.
We got it.
I know. It pisses me off that things are falling apart out there and we're just throwing money at research that may not.
And then, like, that falsehood. I mean, there's that whole. That's it. We're dropping in the water.
To see how long it's been recording all of the conversation that we've had the last half hour. So I want you to erase all that.
I don't know how to edit it.
Oh, I can. I got a hammer. Yeah.